Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us on this 12th day of May, 2009. It is a Tuesday. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours, and I have swept the decks clean. No guest today because I want to have wide open phones for the full 4 hours. There is a lot to talk about. There are a host of vitally important news stories that I want to go over. The mainstream media has now picked up on the article that Kurt Nemo did back on Saturday, dealing with a new bill introduced that states if you're on the violent radicalization list, that the attorney general will be able to ban you owning firearms without a conviction, without an arrest, without an indictment, and without any evidence. Now, remember, they have a separate bill introduced where the attorney general can ban any firearm type he wishes. It just gives him imperial godlike power. And also, they're saying that they have a new bill introduced where if you hurt someone's feelings, the feds decide if it's hurt someone's feelings. It actually says hurt their feelings. And that you will be indicted federally for your free speech. I mean, we need some master article written by Kurt Nemo or Paul Watson or Steve Watson or Aaron Dykes or one of our people that just goes through all of the insanity that's going on, because any one of these issues is earth-shaking tyranny, just red flag, rogue government, totally criminal, totally illegitimate. But when you put them all next to each other, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these things that are going on, it is just mind-blowing that all of this is actually going on and happening. Now, remember White House Chief of Staff. In fact, guys, cue that up. It's actually in the Obama deception. The Obama deception is like a chronicle of their entire agenda and what they're going to do. And, you know, this thing was literally just released 2 months ago, a month and a half ago, and people are seeing it going, this thing is like totally up to date and pertinent because they have expanded the agenda we expose in the film. So it's people who watch it say it's like watching the nightly news, but with analysis, because we say this is what they're going to do, and now they've done everything we said they would do. I mean, it's just devastating. Because people go, wait a minute, they just laid out this whole plan. People kept saying, how are you criticizing him? He's only been in office a month when you released this film. We know all his advisors. We know what he said his policies would be. We had all the statements, and we had this film. We were working on this film to, you know, until a week or so before it was released. And so it has just all the latest up-to-date stuff. I don't know. I'm already going off ranting about it. It's just they are moving against the Republic. They are engaged in high treason at every level. The Republicans are just as much involved as the Democrats. And the enemy is coming in like a flood against the Republic right now. But you know, Kurt Nemo wrote a great story about this when he was sent the bill by a listener. You know, we're the folks that are linking to the bill that where they say if you make somebody feel bad, hurt their feelings, you're going to be federally charged with a felony. And then it gets picked up by all the rest of the media. That's the power of this show, is the listeners who are activists. It's a huge audience and you're active. And so we can push into kind of the libertarian or right wing or liberal media, and then into the mainstream media, anything we want now. And that is what's exciting. We're kind of like the frontline watchdogs here, ladies and gentlemen, yipping and yapping and then waking up some of the bigger dogs. And it's just amazing to see all of this going on. But ladies and gentlemen, the establishment is moving like never before seen against all of our freedoms, and it's all coming up today. Also, new torture photos being released by Obama. What's really behind that? A gag order on any brass in the military speaking to Congress. That is totally unconstitutional, violation of the separation of powers. Scientists want to have vaccine corn to force you to take the flu shot. It's all coming up.
We at Life Change T would like to set the record straight. Yes, there is a swine flu, but unfortunately, the mass media is overstating and embellishing the facts. There are less than 300 deaths worldwide, and this is not a number for pandemic. Will Life Change T help you? Yes, but please realize fear causes panic. Remember, no fear. Get smart, get healthy, get the tea. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Get the facts, get prepared, get the tea.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
No guest today, but things are fluid here and change. Joyce Riley, a longtime Genesis host here on the network, she had a lady call into her show with the police raiding her house, even though she owned the property. And then it would happen right as Joyce was going off the air. So Joyce stayed on the line with the network. She's in outside Versailles, Missouri, but the network's in Minnesota. So the lady stayed on the line at Genesis as the police kicked down the door, as they came in, and as they hung up the phone. And I'm told this is a pretty shocking audio. It has never before been heard. And when I get ready at home, and I show up about 20 minutes before airtime, generally here. And when I came in, they ran up to me. The producer said, "We've been trying to call you. This whole thing happened about 40 minutes ago." And I just said, "Get me more facts. Get me more details." So we're going to do that either at the bottom of the hour, next hour, only so I can talk to Joyce and find out, or talk to John, because some of this was on air, and find out what's going on, so that I can assess what's happening from my perspective. so I can talk about this from my perspective, and so I can gauge it. So we'll talk to Joyce, and we appreciate her calling us this information. All over the nation, this has been going on for 2 years, as repossessions accelerate. People are now becoming homeless in massive numbers. I'm now seeing clean-cut families on the streets of Austin. And if they go to the shelters, the CPS is there, and in almost every case, takes your children. So if you become homeless, they will take your children. And then now, all over the country, cities and states, New York, California, other places are announcing rent for homeless. They are arresting homeless. You can't sleep in an alley. You can't sleep on a park bench. You can't sleep in a tent on government land in a state park out of the way. They come and arrest you, and they take you to a FEMA-paid-for facility. Hawaii, California, New York, and then they charge you rent. And they say, oh, no, you're not forced labor. We're just charging you rent, so you have to work. So all of this is being announced as I told you it would be. This is how they did it in Germany and Russia and China. It's always the same. I remember Michael Savage 4 or 5 years ago going, arrest anyone that disagrees with the war. Because when you protest the war, you're a terrorist. Because you're aiding terrorists. And then I remember seeing the Deputy Attorney General of California in the Oakland Tribune saying the same thing. We're banning protest in California against the war. This was in 2004, 1 year into it, and we're now 6+ years into it, because they're fighting Al-Qaeda in Iraq, and when you protest the war, you're with Al-Qaeda. And then Savage pushed for the Sedition Act and said arrest anybody. And then now notice Savage is banned from England, and they're arresting people in England that criticize the open borders. See, this is how it works, folks. The left takes the rights away, and the right takes the lefts away, and between that, everybody is slaves. And the globalists control the left and the right. But I'm digressing, ladies and gentlemen. I'm literally at information overload these days. You know, I promised to open the show up and take your calls. Randall, Wilson, Mike, Josh, George, others. And I'm going to do just that. I've been getting a lot of emails, and so is Jason Burmes, who does a show 9 to midnight here out of the InfoWars studios on Genesis, saying we're liars about the military and military contractors raping children under orders. So today, I've been saying the last few shows I do this, and I've just run out of time. Today, coming up later in the next hour, I'm going to do a news report on this. I'm going to play congressional hearings where Rumsfeld doesn't deny that DynCorp and Halliburton kidnapped children in mass. And I am going to go over Salon, New Yorker Magazine, ABC News, with the Army's own report about how the CIA ordered the jail guards. And, of course, they profiled them. They hired them, federal guards that had lost their jobs for raping people and abuse in prisons. Sickos. You know, Jeffrey Dahmers that are smart enough to not just grab kids off the street. They're smart enough to get a badge. They're smart enough to get a uniform. You know, smart psychopaths. You take basic psychology, they'll teach you. The intelligent psychopaths, those that have a higher IQ and are more controlled, I guess the term is controlled psychopath, they want power. They want a badge. They want a gun. And they get them. And they take over almost every nation. And that's why the world is in slavery and darkness and pain, because good people lie on their fat butts and let psychos take over. Is it because good people are cowards? Is it because we're domesticated, we're lulled to sleep, we're taught to lay down and take it? I don't know what it is, but I'm not laying down and taking any of it from this dirtbag, rogue, illegitimate government. I'm done. And I don't care what the media says about me. I don't care what they make up about me. You know, if somebody we hire infiltrates us and tries to set us up criminally, that's on their heart and their soul. I didn't do anything wrong. You're a bunch of criminals. The government is criminal. It is illegitimate, period. Their crimes are so horrible, I can't even begin to try to explain it. And I'm just sick of the public. large segments of it that have woken up to the government's lying and corrupt, but they buy into all the COINTELPRO bull to attack me that I'm a Scientologist or I work for the Vatican or I work for Israel, and, you know, and then they'll mix all the lies together, which are just ridiculous. Instead of ever responding about real issues and spending time warning people about vaccines or open borders or the New World Order agenda or brain scanners going in airports or how the public schools have been turned into brainwashing camps or how the CPS is, I mean, you know, on the issue of children being abused by the state, it's come out and it's even been on CNN that 4,000 plus children come up missing every year that are in government custody in Florida alone, and they find them in Saudi Arabia, and they find them in other nations, and they find them in slave brothels, and they find them dead. And then it turns out that every major director of the CPS in Florida turns out to be a convicted pedophile. Well, of course, it's a pedophile guild. Who do you think the globalists hire to go out and kidnap Christian, mainly, that's who they target, children, and then ship them to slave camps? Remember, WorldNet Daily reporting on slave cruise lines where they have prostitutes and slave children on them and Bill Clinton administration people being on them. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, every time I read this stuff, I can't believe what I'm even reading. Then I have congressional testimony on it, and I can't believe it. And I can't believe these people just sit up there with straight faces. These are killers, ladies and gentlemen. It's a religion to feed on us and abuse us. But you take the Texas Youth Commission, and, you know, it comes out that every major juvenile justice facility, including the CPS facilities, it's the same in Michigan, California, Florida. I mean, you see it everywhere. The same story. It's all federally run, all federally financed, all federal guidelines. Where they steal so many children, folks. They warehouse them and make little, you know, two-year-old babies live in drawers at CPS bureaucratic facilities with snot all over them. You know, they die and they just take little dead bodies and, you know, say, oh, the parents, you know, did this to them, even though they'd had the kid for 2 weeks, you know, in the facility, not even feeding them, and they die. And then they go indict the parents after they kill them. And it turned out the Texas Youth Commission en masse was openly raping children and videotaping it, and that the parking lots were filled with judges and police and local pedophile rings that run most cities. Literally, that it's a pedophile guild that runs everything. People talk about it's this group, it's that group. I'll tell you, it's a bunch of devil worshiping pedophiles. You want to know who runs things? That's who runs things. You know, devil worshipers, they like to sacrifice kids. What is that? It's the ultimate expression of attacking innocence, of being ruthless, of trying to burn out their souls, trying to prove how ruthless they are. And then I saw it in the news that they don't even mention the fact that they've set up a new state agency for child welfare, and that they supposedly set it up to counter what was going on in the state already. But then they took all the new funding that the legislature just funded, and they're saying they're going to put out task forces to steal more innocent people's children. See, that's back when CNN was reporting on that in Florida. I said, you watch, folks. They're going to come out and say we need more funding to stop what's happening with the abuse of children at government hands. And that's what they did. And then I had that article here in my stack. Oh, it doesn't matter. It's all over Texas news about, guys, do a search on me about new state agency for child welfare in Texas. Just give me that. I had it here in the stack, and now it's not here. Because I wanted to, nothing about why they set up the agency. Nothing about the Texas Youth Commission and all the horrible things it did. It's all about how American and Texas parents are bad, and the state's got to go out and grab their children, when the state's five times more likely, in the Justice Department's own numbers, to abuse children than any other group. Again, the state is evil. The state is corrupt. The state has been fully taken over by criminals and degenerate scum at the higher levels. And now they're taking over the mid and low levels and getting all their people in place and telling us torture and secret arrest is good to sell everybody on a full bore terror, a red terror in America.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
By the way, a bunch of YouTube channels, and I mean a bunch of them, got shut down yesterday. And I even talked to some of the We Are Change folks, and they had one shut down, and they don't even give them a copyright violation. They just basically say, no Alex Jones. So now the YouTube situation has turned into open censorship and open season, because they've figured out in the establishment, we are reaching millions and millions of people a week on YouTube alone. That is coming up. And Google announced yesterday, we've confirmed this First, they hid Google Video. First, they took down all our videos as number one. Every time we were always number one. One of our videos, you know, was always, you know, in the top five, but routinely number one. They would take those down. They would just freeze them till they dropped out of the top 100, or they would erase them and then never even give us a notice. Say, oh, it's a mistake. But it was always our videos. And now Google Video has just announced, there's no longer going to be any uploading to Google Video, a hugely popular function. We're suspending everyone who has Google video accounts. You no longer can use them. So we're going to get into that later in the show. New torture photos being released by Obama. They're going to release the lighter ones. That's what happened last time. This is being done as a political stunt. They're continuing the torture, continuing the secret arrest, continuing no rights for detainees. This is a political stunt to further politicize things and hurt the Republican Party itself so the Democrats get an even bigger supermajority and further destroy separation of powers. Speaking of separation of powers, Heritage Foundation reporting, so is the Associated Press, Defense Department gag order on all brass. Not allowed to talk to the press and not allowed to talk to Congress. Secretary Gates, Robert Gates, has made them. By the way, you can't, under law, compel anybody in the military to, you know, waive their rights if something isn't classified to the media or to the public. And you certainly can't keep them from talking to Congress, even in classified meetings. So first they tell Congress, PDD 51 on the cover page, the accompanying executive order, states the president now runs all national security emergencies. Congress has no oversight and no involvement and has no say in anything here in the future. And members of Congress came out and said, this is martial law. And the head of the Homeland Security Committee, after different members of his committee for months tried to get it, came out and said, this is unbelievable. Congress is co-equal to the president. We have the highest security clearance. We need to see all of PDD 51. But this executive order and the accompanying presidential decision directive states on the cover page that he's basically a dictator. For any financial emergency, any other emergency, Congress, the governors, you know, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act dovetails with that. This looks like martial law. And they said, hey, sit down, shut up. We run things now. Well, now Congress, five congressmen, this just broke over the weekend, five different congressmen have gone public, including Republicans, like three of the five are Republicans, saying you can't put a gag order on all brass. In fact, they always have to swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth. And, of course, the Pentagon's a giant stealing cash machine of around $1.5 trillion a year, not counting black budget, that's another $800 billion. So we're talking two-plus trillion. What would that be? $2.3 trillion and growing, not counting all the cocaine and heroin money, another $400 billion a year they're making. And, you know, the generals are a revolving door with the multinational defense contractors. Halliburton gets $15 million for blue tarps they put up, one blue tarp, $15 million. It's just incredible. And so they're saying that now Congress can't talk to the brass. I mean, this government is so rogue, so criminal, so evil. And they're telling Congress, sit down and shut up, or it'll all come out who your mistresses and hookers are. It'll all come out when you were 35, 36, 37 years old, you know, when you were the mayor or whatever, that you did A, B, and C. You know, that's why they admit the Pentagon's given out over $70 billion last time I checked to privates and captains and sergeants. You know, they give colonels over $1 million a year on the side, and they say, what's this for? And these big pallets of cash. And they said, it's just for doing a good job. But later they come back to them and go, now listen, you took the money too. Now, you mark down that missile system was used in combat. You fill out a fake report. Well, that's illegal. Do you want us to kill you? Do you know how many officers we've killed? We've got a private Merc team that'll come in here and then kill your whole family. Do you understand? Yes, sir. I'll do whatever you say. Okay. By the way, do I get an extra couple hundred grand? No, you don't. You never get money again. You work for us now. You got it? We got cocaine you're going to ship.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up, we'll get to Randall, Wilson, Mike, Josh, George, and many, many others that are holding wide open phones throughout the show. I'm going to detail why Obama's releasing new, quote, abuse photos. It's really torture photos. And what the psyop there is coming up. Also, they're putting a gag order on all commissioned officers, not even be able to talk to Congress now. Total violation of the separation of powers. The executive is becoming an open public dictatorship. The institution, the titular heads, the figureheads, come and go. Okay, it's kind of like the paint job on a Mack truck, but it's still the same truck, the same vehicle. Kind of like a bird grows new feathers every year and molts. And it molts off the George W. Bush and then puts on the feathers of Barack H. Obama. There's another parallel or parable or analogy. You know, something we've been following the last 2 years. This is breaking news here. This is an exclusive and a very sad exclusive. I have been seeing the reports and reading in the different journals, mainline fraud journals that report on fraud, with mortgage companies coming in when houses are paid in full. Generally, they target lower middle class or blue collar people or elderly, and they take their land. In fact, we found out about a city scam. Just giving you some background so this is in context. When I first got on the air in 1995, this is the type of issues I did video reports on. And a lot of those are online now today, have been recently re-uploaded to the web. To the different video channels. And at first we were wondering, why is it always an old man or woman, after they have surgery in the hospital, suddenly they have their house taken? And it was Roland Ellingston and all these other old people. Then it happened to my grandparents. My grandfather had had a heart attack, and suddenly they were saying there was a creek behind their house that wasn't even their property, but that they had to clean out the fallen limbs from that had come down the creek that weren't theirs, or it was $2,000 a day fines. And in just a week or two, it was over $14,000. And I then discovered a pattern that all these people have been in a city hospital, and that they have health department computers by law that they were putting their data into, and the nurses didn't know. That was then being shared out to a corrupt unit within the police force that is willing to go up and arrest old people off their front porches. Now, Roland Ellingston, veteran, retired arborist, he lived on West 37th Street, where those little three-bedroom houses were going for $500,000 if they were broken down, $1,000,000 if they were nice. He owned two houses side by side on 37th Street. He'd had colon cancer surgery, was down to look like a concentration camp victim. They were giving him $2,000 a day fines for three-inch grass. So I went out and showed the three-inch grass. I then went and I showed the health department that had three-foot grass. And it got picked up by the Austin American Statesman. It was a big news story. I went to the city council people's houses and showed they had taller grass. That was my first experience getting death threats and pulling out of my house and having cops pull me over, pulling out of my apartments. And again, most of the cops weren't involved. These are criminal units they have within. This is mafia. The local judges here, as you've now seen around the country, get paid bounties for how many kids they put in the juvenile justice centers. It's totally illegal on the face of it. I mean, you're late to class three times, they charge you with truancy, and then make you waive your rights and sign on to probation. Next time you're, and it's not even a violation, it's not even truancy, you go to jail. Because they're getting federal money for all the prisoners they've got. They've got private juvie halls and others that then pay kickbacks and open political contributions. I mean, it's just mob, boss hog, everything. Now, I have confirmed, and it's been all over the news, so I'm sure you've seen it yourselves, where, here's an example. I had $150,000, it was like $145,000 mortgage on a house, and they kept selling my mortgage, and Bank of America bought it, I think the fourth time it got sold, and suddenly they were suing to take my house. And I went and said, look, the money was paid in escrow, the property tax is paid, and they started the suit to do it, and we had to countersue them to stop it. And I had to go out and get a real estate lawyer. And Bank of America was going to take the house, folks. And then did I file counterclaims? No, I don't have. The lawyers were telling me $50,000, $60,000 to go win a case, and the courts are so corrupt, I might have gotten lawyer's fees back for it. I'm about to go to Joyce Riley, who has a talk show, 7 to 10 in the morning here on Genesis as well, one of the longest-running shows here on Genesis. And so this is all going on everywhere, and a lot of good sheriffs have said, look, we can't repossess whole neighborhoods. We put a hold on this. They're getting sued. But the issue is that's one thing. Another is everywhere where we're mainly seeing small farms, small ranches, homes that are paid off, generally old people after they've had a heart attack or something. That's the MO I've seen in Austin and around the country. Then the police come, and a lot of times they're on the payroll. They themselves move into your house. I mean, it's now mainstream news. I've seen it in CNN and everywhere that in all these Texas towns, and they list them, they literally pull over old women and take their earrings, their wedding rings, and the cash out of their purse and tell them, get out of this town or I'm going to kill you. That's how America operates now. I mean, Boss Hogg is an angel. Illinois, it's in mainstream news that in Chicago and everywhere, they just pull you over. They like your car. They just take it. It was on NPR nationally. Dallas Morning News that the police pulled over thousands of nice cars, threw bags of chalk in, took people to jail and said, you're going to prison. That was cocaine unless you sign over your house and car to us. Now, that's some background. Here's Joyce Riley with what happened today. At the end of her show, this lady called in. They confirmed the lady's name, where she is in Missouri, and that the lady's in jail now. And then they had to go off air. The show was over. There were other shows programmed. There's no way with other shows like Gary Brownfield coming up that they could you know, keep going. That's why I have it set on overdrive so I can go internet only if I need to. And so Joyce continued to record. Folks were chomping at the bit to hear what happened. So she kept the lady online when her live show ended at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. And you're about to hear that. But to set the table, I know Joyce, because I listened some days when I'm driving into work, here on the local station, Joyce has really been on top of the fraud and how they're taking people's houses. But I want to explain something to you. They tried to take my little three-bedroom house 4 years ago. It was about 5 years ago. Man, time's flying. Joyce Riley. It's getting worse and worse now, though. It's just amazing what's going on. Joyce, good to have you here with us.
I'll tell you, it is so important. It is unbelievably important that we have the opportunity and the ability through Genesis to be able to tell this message. And I really appreciate your coming on the air, allowing me to come on today because of this story. It needs to be told and it needs to be heard what just happened. This lady, I have been following her for several months, and she has been trying to save her home. Her job went off to China, you know, the whole story. I don't need to tell everybody that, but her daughter lost her home, so she brought her daughter and her grandchildren into her home, was paying for food, and got behind on her mortgage payments. She is desperately wanting to save her home. That's all she's got. Well, if they had been threatening her to take the home, and she found out that her original note had been paid as full when she wrote to them and asked them, Do I owe anything? And they said it is paid in full. Your mortgage is paid in full.
Let me stop you. I was listening to XM to a financial show, mainstream syndicated show, and they had an expert on saying that these mortgage companies, I forgot because I hadn't heard the story yet, Joyce, are running scams. So there's so many I can't cover them all. That they sell them, and not just what Bank of America tried with me, that they then keep, they tell you it's paid when there's only one or two payments left. They let that build up and then don't notify you and take your house. Go ahead. Is that what happened?
That is so criminal. So criminal. Well, in this situation, that mortgage was sold and the new mortgage company was not a lien holder on it. There was no, equity interest. So they had nothing, no really dog in this game. So there was no equity interest from that mortgage company, but they were going to take her home. So she called the attention to the judge that there was no equity interest on the lien. So as a result of that, she'd been fighting it for months now. She went to court. She stood up to the judge and said, you don't have jurisdiction over this. And lo and behold, they sent her a message through her neighbors, telling her neighbors they didn't want to be at home today at 9 o'clock. They warned the neighbors to stay away, that they were going to take her into jail for trespassing on her own property, basically.
Let me stop you. We're going to tell the rest of the story, but I've got to add this. The New London, Connecticut case, a New London case, this is on record, folks, and we had all the experts on, and we had the witnesses on. It was even in the Wall Street Journal, and we had the family Gore Seafood from South Texas. Same thing happened to them. They don't just take your property for private interest now. These homes were paid for, generational homes there on the water, nice homes. They said, we're not going to pay you for your homes. We're condemning them. And if you fight us, we're then going to charge you interest and rent for the years you've been fighting us. And they took the homes and then charged them hundreds of thousands of dollars for taking their homes. Go ahead, Joyce.
So, I mean, they will find a reason to take your property. I was just talking to Derry Brownfield a few minutes ago. If you don't go along with NAIS, if you don't go along with whatever, they will find a way to take your home. Well, as a result, at 9 a.m. this morning, we had her on the phone. Well, we had her on the phone at from about 8 o'clock on, and I'm talking about Don Welch from Hillsboro, Missouri, which is over by St. Louis. We had her on the line for a full hour. She started telling us, well, they're driving up now. There's an ambulance that drove up. There's a Humvee that drove up. There's 9 police cars out there. The sheriff's department is there. The police officer is there. And she walked us through this as this started to happen.
Okay, so she knew they were coming, so she called you, and then right as the show ends, they hit. Continue. Spell out her name as best you know it so we can get an article up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com about this, Joyce.
Okay, it's Don Welch, DawnWelch from Hillsboro, Missouri. She was filming it with the video. She had people on the outside filming this and documenting it. So there is film of what happened. The police went around to the back door right at about 10:30 this morning. Now, we went off the air, and John from Genesis and Ted were kind enough to allow us to continue recording there at Genesis, so we've got it all for people to hear. But what happened was she continued to tell us the reason why she believed in what she was doing and why she had to do this, and she had to stand up for everybody, not just herself, but for everybody. So at about 10:30 then, all of the people gathered around her door, and they started yelling at her to come out. She she would not open the door. She would not go out. They then took the battering ram and began to knock down her door. And this part that we have recorded that hopefully you can play is absolutely chilling. It is so frightening. And Jim Percy, who was on the line with me, said, "This is what I went to Vietnam for. This is why I fought in Vietnam, was to come home to have my people treated like this."
And let me stop you, Joyce. I want to. The Bloomberg reported when it was at $9.4 trillion that would have paid off all mortgages, not mortgages in arrears. No, not mortgages just to poor people. All mortgages from $50 million houses to $100,000 bungalows. All mortgages when it passed $9 trillion. Now they have spent, according to Bloomberg and AP, $14.8 trillion. That would pay off all mortgages, all credit cards, all car loans. But here's the deal. We've got to pay for all that with interest to the banks we gave it to. We give them our money, then we pay interest on it. We pay them to be slaves. So again, if we're going to have socialism, ladies and gentlemen, the point is all the houses would have been paid for. We're not getting any of this, Joyce. This is unbelievable.
It is, and they're wanting any excuse to take your property. Like I said, if you don't go over.
Joyce, they tried to take my little house.
Yeah.
They tried to take the
land. Order in your property. I don't care what the excuse is. They want your property, and they are going to get it. That's their goal. So Don realizes this, and Don was standing strong. 54-year-old, 125-pound grandmother. She was told to have her children out of there because of the marriage license that allows the state to have control over the children. Had the children been there, they would have carted them off to DFS and said she was endangering the lives of her children and would have put them into foster homes. So she didn't have her children. She had her daughter there, who is, of course, above age, and then her grandchildren were off the property at the time. They came to get her animals. They came to get all of her belongings. We don't know what has happened, because after you hear this, you will realize that Don was not treated very well.
And by the way, we need to go to the courthouse when they try to sell it off and show the little criminals. It'll probably be local bureaucrats trying to get the house, because they always have these little private, little secret auctions for themselves, little boss hogs. Mm-hmm. Joyce, how long is this clip we're going to play?
It should be about 5 minutes, to the point where they break in and they totally subdue her. Is approximately about 5 minutes. If we can cut right to the chase, and I think John's got it right there, it may be only about 2 minutes from the time.
No, that's fine. In fact, I want to play more of this. I want to hear the buildup, if that's okay, Joyce, because you said you were going for 30 minutes before this happened. Maybe we should, let's do this. Let's talk about, because I know I've been told and I've also heard you guys are really covering this. I know we've been covering it some, but not as much as we should. Break down what you've been seeing, the different tricks they're playing. There's so many tricks. I don't know them all. I'm just, you know, have seen what happened to my grandparents and what happened to, you know, my dad and what happened to me with chicanery, with the criminals that run government that have hijacked the nation. So let's walk through that till the eight after in about 15 minutes, because I want a lot of stations join us in the second hour that don't carry the first. Let's recap, go over all that's happening, some of the background you have, and we'll play that at 8 after. Okay, Joyce?
Okay, you've got it.
Okay, so without me interrupting, lay out again what's happened, and then let's spend the rest of the time we have, the next two short segments, getting into what your own knowledge is on this.
Okay, the situation is a woman has refused to let go of her house. She does not want her property to be taken away, so she does everything to defend that. Now, she was working with Jim Percy, who has written a book called Am I the Only American That Thinks This Way? When he found out that this kind of fraudulent activity was taking place, she then began to be really empowered, because she listens to Genesis, to be empowered to do the right thing to save her property. So she submitted to the judge the paperwork showing that her mortgage was, in fact, paid in full. The second mortgage company later on, who purchased that mortgage, then tried to foreclose on her. Now, as Representative Marcy Kaempter said on Do not let people take your home if it is, if they do not have an
Joyce,
equity.
Joyce, start over. Your phone cut out. Who is the representative? Start over.
Representative Marcy Kaptur went on television on CNN and said if people do not have an equity interest on that lien, they do not have a right to your property. In other words, if they're selling mortgages back and forth and over and over and over again, and we know that they usually get 10 times the amount of money put on their books for a simple loan, then she said, you do not have to give up your home. And she was encouraging people to be squatters, to stay in their homes, because that company, that mortgage company, does not have an equity.
Well, there's been court rulings. There's been a bunch of them that have found that way.
That's right. That have found for the homeowner. And they're saying, no, you can't take that home. Well, as a result of that, she got really empowered and decided to become very strong and save her home. Not just for her, but representing all the other people in this country who are about to have the same thing happen to them.
That's right. Joyce, stay there.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
We normally begin simulcasting the syndicated radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv in a visual format, TV format, in the last 2 hours. But more and more, we end up doing 3-4 hours of the show, and we've just gone live at PrisonPlanet.tv for all the members that watch there. And then, of course, it's posted as an archive at the end of the show each day. And then folks rip it to the four winds all over the Internet with millions and millions of views every week. Very, very effective. That's why they're shutting down Google Videos, announced they're totally shutting down. YouTube is going from a user format to a format that is corporate. And this is all being announced. And I keep telling people, and they go, oh, they're not getting rid of Google Video. They're not going to start restricting YouTube. Yeah, they are. And so we better start using these sub-sites and make them the biggest sites out there because YouTube is a thing of the past. While it's still big and somewhat still open, we've got to use it because that's where the people are. It's bigger than all the other big video sites combined. Going to Joyce Riley, Genesis talk show host, and coming up in about 10, 15 minutes, we're going to play this clip at the 8 after. So I guess it's in 12 minutes. Joyce Riley continuing. So this lady had a note paid in full. But they don't care. They just sold the mortgage to another company and claimed you own money. And I've seen so many mainstream news articles where they admit these fraudulent companies will just take people's houses that have already paid many, many times, just outright fraud. And then they even lose in court cases and just pay the multi-million dollar fines, but that they'll steal billions and then pay millions. So you're saying in this case, you were already aware of this case then, that this was clearly fraud. So the police came in there in Missouri, continue from there.
I don't know her situation in paying. I do know that when Wachovia took over the mortgage, they then said they were not going to honor the previous mortgage company of saying that the note had been paid in full. So since Wachovia was not on the lien, did not have an equity interest, that's when she went to the judge. And see, she said, you don't have jurisdiction, you can't take this house because Wachovia has no room to do this. And that is what began to take place, was the fight with the sheriff and with the county to try and take her home. So Dawn Welch then prepared herself for this and decided that she had to make a stand. And it's time that people start making a stand and not just giving up, because it's so easy to give up or renegotiate or whatever, and she didn't feel that that was the situation here. She has lost her job. She has no money. Evidently, they were not willing to work with her, but I don't know that to be a fact. So I'm just simply saying.
Yeah, you're working with somebody that was working with her, and you had her on today, and then you had to go off air because the show was over. We have this audio coming up. But Joyce, in the rest of this segment, the next segment, before we get to this audio here on the show for people, what you ended the last segment with is key. The number of homeless has doubled. They're now arresting homeless, making them live in shelters, charging them rent, saying they've got to work to pay that rent. We're talking about slave labor and the poorhouse, the debtor's prison being reinstituted here. And as the economy continues to be imploded by design, we have the IMF, World Bank, Bilderberg Group documents. They are engineering this by design, Joyce. A lot of arrogant people out there that don't care about this lady need to understand they're next.
That's right. Just like Derry Brownfield was saying, you know, we were talking about this as being part of the plan to get private property. There is a desire and a goal to get private property. I don't care for what reason they use. Well, in this case, Dawn was standing tall. And I think when people hear this absolutely chilling break-in at her house that was live on the air this morning, or that was live with us this morning at 10:30 a.m. Central Time, people need to get that clip from Genesis. It's on the front page of Genesis now. It's posted there. People need to get that and download it, send it out to all their email, and get people aware of this. Because this is where we've come to, where innocent people who are doing nothing, who are not given trillions of dollars to bail them out, are now having to pay the price. And she paid the price dearly. Now, as we said, she had...
Joyce, stay there. Got a break. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today. Or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new silver solution liquid form was shown to be a powerful preventative for H5N1 influenza. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and virus. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order now to protect yourself and those you care about. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
$14.8 trillion, according to Bloomberg and AP, has been stolen in 7 months. They're online in 1 year out from the bailout to spend $26 trillion of your money. That's double the GDP. The federal inspector general says they don't know where the trillions went, and they're not going to tell you. The Federal Reserve's on record saying they're above the law. And then this isn't just people that haven't been paying their mortgage. In my experience, their companies are just saying you still owe when it's paid off, especially if it looks like you're blue collar. And then they just send the police out and they take your house. I mean, it is. This happened during the Great Depression, too. They're also starting to call in full loans. They're starting to call in full notes. And like, let's say you owe $500,000. You did owe $1 million on your family farm you bought, or a piece of land you expanded your farm or ranch on, and you've paid off half of it. And they're now saying, you know what? There was a little clause in there. We interpret. We're taking the property right now, unless you could pay $500,000 right now. And you're like, hey, I'm making my payments. They go, SWAT team standing by. SWAT team standing by. And then you become homeless, and then they now grab you off the street, put you in a government home. That's basically a prison, and make you pay rent. Joyce, in fact, guys, people won't believe me that search engine that New York State to make homeless pay rent. I want people to see this for themselves. Joyce, this is frightening because this is getting worse and worse and worse. And coming up in the next segment, we're going to play the audio here that's never before heard when you went off air today, but you still had her online from your radio show when this happened to her. I haven't heard this yet, but John Harmon says this is some really painful audio to listen to. Can you tell us what's coming up?
It's absolutely horrible. I mean, we were all in tears when we were listening to it. Everybody in our office at the Power Hour was in tears listening to this, because it is just so chilling to believe that it can happen in America to innocent people. I mean, really innocent people. You know, the trillions of dollars you were talking about earlier that's going to, you know, the Leave No Banker Behind Bailout Act. You know, anybody that needs the money that they want to give it to gets the money. And, you know, I was saying to Josh this morning, do you know how long it takes to count to a trillion? If you, Alex, decided to start right now and count to a trillion, it would take you 42,000 years. That is so unbelievable of how much $1 trillion is. And then somebody's a few dollars behind on their mortgage payments, and they get thrown out on the street because they can't get a job here because we're too busy giving the jobs away to China and then bringing in the plastic food for our babies to eat and our animals to eat to give them kidney stones.
Well, let me add to that, Joyce. In fact, we just put up the headline, New York charges rent for working homeless. They find out, oh, you're homeless, but you've got a job. They rifle through them, and they go and start debiting the little job with the poor person trying to get back on their feet, just like all over the country. People have a mobile home they're living in while they work, trying to get a house. They seize it the minute the tag's out, but then leave illegal aliens alone. But you guys can pull this up. Let me think of the exact headline. It's been all over the news that half of Congress doesn't pay taxes. Most of the Obama administration doesn't pay them and says they don't care. But more importantly, if you see these articles, they got rid of most of the IRS enforcers on billionaires, and they focused them on actually blue collar, which, of course, brings in a lot less tax receipts, but showing the white collar criminals have made it where there's no investigations of them, Joyce.
Well, and the question of who owes taxes anyway, you know, that's another whole discussion of who owes taxes and what is income. You know, that's something that's talked about.
But even within their system, they don't follow it. The law is for us, the schmucks.
Bingo.
And then they're the gods.
And you've got the poor getting poorer, the rich getting richer, and the confiscation of property. And I, like you were saying, Alex, with your own home, I think this is where it's at. I think that is the desire, and the goal is to take property, to seize property. Don't just take it, to seize it. Now, I've got an update. I just got an update on the break a few minutes ago as to where she is, where Don Welch is, and what's going on with them right now as we speak in Hillsboro, Missouri.
All right, we're going to do a recap after this break. Long segment coming up. Recap, latest developments, play the audio here for the first time. Then we'll post it up at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, ThePowerHour.com, Dave and Joyce's site, and, of course, GCNLive.com. Cheryl Post as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is coming up. You'll hear the real deal.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I know I said wide open phones today and no guests, but news develops here. So your calls are coming up at the bottom of the hour throughout the rest of the show. I will do an analysis of why is Obama going to release new torture, as they call them, abuse photos. We'll be breaking that down. Latest developments on the economy. A bunch of police state news. They've introduced bills to arrest you under federal felonies if someone says your email site or your news story hurt their feelings. You can't make this up. It actually says it. We've been talking about that since last week, but it's racing through the House now. Other hate crimes bills restrict free speech, and a Violent Extremist Act that says if the Attorney General thinks you might be violent or a terrorist someday, that's what Rahm Emanuel said in the speech. We're going to play it later. But now they've got a law they're trying to pass where you can't then own a gun. The right-wingers, returning veterans, the American people. I mean, this is high treason. It's actually happening. That is coming up after we take a bunch of your phone calls. Joyce Riley, talk show host here on the Genesis Network, from 7 in the morning to 10, right before Derry Brownfield, they had this lady on who said that neighbors were told the police were coming that day to evict her, even though she had the letter and the court case, note paid in full. They'd sold it to another company, Wachovia. They're saying, no, we're not honoring that. We're taking it. I have experienced this, where they sold my mortgage 3 or 4 times and then just took the escrow money and said I hadn't paid it and we're going to take my house, and they were suing me to take it, and I had to go prove all this. I have a little 4 acres, and we turned out we did pay it on some land out in by Johnson City. And I just got a big bill, and they're saying they're taking it. I mean, folks, this is happening to everybody, and I got to go fight that or they'll take it. Even though we have the record, we sent them the check. And they, you know, this is how they operate. Now, Joyce, just during the break, got some new information. So for stations that just joined us, Joyce, and quite a few just joined us, recap what's happened in Missouri, the lady's name, and the new developments, and then we'll play this audio that was recorded after your show ended.
Dawn Welch has been a listener to Genesis Network for 5 years. And she's very well aware of what her rights are. So when this first mortgage company, when she was smart enough to write to the mortgage company and ask them if they still owned the note and if her mortgage was paid in full, they sent her back in writing, yes, your mortgage is paid in full. Well, the mortgage had been sold to Wachovia. Wachovia then enters in, though their name is not on the lien and they have no equity interest in her home. They went to the judge and, of course, the sheriff and told them to go ahead and take the house. Well, she went through the whole proceedings all the time, standing up for herself and challenging them every step of the way. She put notices on her front and back door. She put up no trespassing signs. She said, this is my property, and I will not voluntarily give it up. So as a result of that, over the last few months, we've known that there were some problems there and that the police were going to come. They sent one note to her saying that we will come within 5 days. She put a note up saying, I will sue you as a private individual, Mr. Sheriff, if you do this. Well, they did come today. And when they came to her home at about, now we had her on the air at 8 o'clock Central, and they came to her house. At about 8:45, they started gathering around with the ambulance, the Humvee, and all the vehicles, started gathering away from her home. Now, her home is right next to the fairgrounds there in Hillsboro, Missouri. So they gathered all around there, kind of like they did with Waco. So we got really concerned. We're afraid of what was going to happen to her. And at about 10 o'clock, we went off the air. And we were off the air and unable to keep contact with the listeners, which is why I'm so appreciative that you were willing to put this on, because these people have been hanging, not knowing what happened. Well, we taped from 10 a.m. on, because John was able to get it connected up there at Genesis and help us out with Ted's involvement there. And what we did was we continued to tape this in an ongoing fashion so that we could hear her and had her on the phone the whole time. At approximately 10:25, they then began to come to her door to break it down. With the battering ram, they came to her door, started screaming for her to come outside. She refused to do so. They knew she was not a person who was going to harm them, and so they weren't even showing any weapons at the time. But she was unfortunately the victim of them breaking down her door. And what you're going to hear is the sound this morning at 10:30 Central Time when they broke down her door. Then after that, I'll give you the update of what I just learned has happened to her since that time. But this is so chilling. I want everybody to take this off of InfoWars and get it onto your email. Send it out and let people hear what it's like for a 54-year-old grandmother who's trying to save her home for her children and her grandchildren.
And then meanwhile, the bankers have stolen 14 plus trillion, and they say, we're not going to tell you where it is. In fact, here's Bloomberg today. Fed Inspector General claims she does not know where the trillions went and doesn't have to tell anybody. Later, I'm going to play clips of the Defense Department saying they won't say where trillions have gone. It's just a rogue criminal government. And I will again remind people, I had Bank of America a few years ago buy my mortgage from my mortgage company, been sold many times, and then just take the escrow money and start suing me to take my house, even though I had the title company and everything that I'd paid it. They said, we don't care. And I had to counter sue them to get them to back off. Well, a lot of, you know, people who are broke, can barely buy groceries, you know, they've paid off their mortgage. That's who they come after. Let's go ahead now. Here is the audio of what happened today, live. This hasn't been heard yet. This is the first time it's being heard. It'll be posted at Infowars.com if you missed this, or at PrisonPlanet.com, or at ThePowerHour.com. But here it is live right now from what happened today at 10:25 Central Standard Time. Here it is.
I need you to open the door. We have a court order for you.
Sheriff's Department, I need you to open the door. Open. We have a court order for you. We need you to open the door. We have an execution for your resident.
No.
If we don't open the door, we're going to break the door, ma'am. Ma'am, you need to open the door. I can hear your voice. Hello?
Yes, we're here. We're here. We're here with you.
Sheriff's Department, open the door. I have to put the phone down and just put my hands out, guys, whenever they walk in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I can't have my stuff out on the street, guys. I can't.
We don't want you to get hurt. We want you to be safe. We want you to, you know.
Ma'am, it's the Sheriff's Department. You need to open the door. We're going to force in the door.
Josh has offered to go up there and move your stuff to a storage unit if that's what it takes. He will take care of that, he said.
We got two housefuls here, but thank you, Josh.
Well, we could get the good stuff anyway, hopefully, but if that would help. You know, we need to be prepared next time for these kinds of events and make sure we got Plan B and C in place.
All right, they're coming around. They've got a camcorder also. They're recording. They are recording me in the window. I stepped away where he can't. Oh, my God.
I don't know that it ever gets worse than this kind of a situation. I can't imagine this. I just cannot imagine. This is just beyond the pale. You know you're doing the right thing, don't you, Don?
Yes, ma'am.
And why do you know that? Yes. Why do you know you're doing the right thing in your heart?
Because we have a corrupt criminal government that is stealing our homes, our properties, our lives, our jobs, moving them overseas, you know, all the same reasons.
And then they leave you just basically flapping in the breeze, taking jobs away. You can't get a job.
All right, here they come. Get the video camera. Here they come. Here they come. They're coming through the door. They're bashing the door. What do I do? Let them go? Get in the bathroom.
Jim?
They're just in the bathroom. I'm going to stand here.
Just hold your ground right there. Don't run.
They're filming it. All right.
Don't anybody make any fast moves.
I'm laying the phone down.
Okay, but don't hang it up.
I won't. I'm right here.
Right.
I'm right here. Do I just put my hands out, Jim?
Well, are they in the house yet?
Not yet.
Okay, when they
come
in the house, just say, listen, I don't mean any personal harm to anyone, but I am not voluntarily surrendering my property to anyone.
They're busting the door. Is that recording, guys?
Remember, I mean no harm to anyone. I am not surrendering my house.
Here it comes. Should I start saying that now?
Well, as soon as you can see them.
Okay. Here it comes. Here it comes. They're busting the door.
We'll make sure that people know that you meant no harm to anybody.
There is no dog.
Who else is here?
My daughter is here.
Where out? Sheriff's office.
They're in the house.
Where at? Sheriff's office. Come out.
They're getting my daughter and her friend. They're putting this all on the ground. My hands are on the back of my head.
There is no dog.
There is no dog. I am not trespassing. This is my property. I have the paperwork to prove that this is my property. They are stealing. Don't hurt me.
I'm not going to hurt you, ma'am.
They are stealing my property. I have paperwork right there showing that I own this house. Sheriffs, you guys are violating my constitution. Don't you touch my phone. You are violating my constitutional rights.
And then they hung up the phone, Joyce.
I'll tell you, this was so hard to listen to, but knowing that she was going through it. But listen to how strong this 54-year-old grandmother was. I mean, she's just amazing. Well, as a result of this, I just got a phone call that we had contacted
We got a break, Joyce. Stay there. We got to take a network break. We'll be right back on the other side. Then your phone calls are coming up, ladies and gentlemen, and a ton of other news as we track the police state. Stay with us.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
The system wants you to be dependent on them. What the communists do in Russia and China. They would just tell everybody, you got to move off your land. You got to go into the central work brigades. Then they just put a ring of machine guns around them and let them all starve to death. They want to re-engineer societies violently. Now, this is the bankers that funded the communists and the fascists, and they're just looting and stealing. I want to explain again. More than double all the mortgages. That wouldn't be double. What's $9 trillion would pay off all the mortgages? Is it 14 plus? So more than 100% of the mortgages, and then again half. All the mortgages in the U.S. and half again would be paid off. All mortgages with the money taxpayers have had to pay now to the bankers. And they're using it all offshore. Going to Joyce Riley, we have Jim Percy, who knew the lady and that this just happened to and was on the line with Joyce while she was on air. Joyce, finishing up your point, though, about this lady's courage and the new developments we've got, then we'll go to Jim about this.
Okay, she was so incredibly brave. What she did, the manner in which she handled herself, she kept asserting herself the whole entire time, and not in a violent, radical way, in a way a grandmother would protect her brood, really. She said, I'm the matriarch of this family, and I need to protect them. Well, I just got word that the television company, the television network that we had contacted, had gone out to her house. They were there toward the end of the event. Unfortunately, didn't get there in time. But they were able to, according to Jim, and I think Jim can give us probably better information on this, they downloaded the information from the kids that had been video recording this and the other people that were video recording there. They had gotten, found out what had happened. I'll let Jim tell you about what took place then with the 15-year-old grandson. But the bottom line is they have now gone in there. They've got armed police everywhere, taking all of her things out, and they have taken her to jail. So that's what we know thus far, is that they've taken her to jail.
For trespassing in her own house. Let's go to Jim Percy, who's written, I've been covering this situation. Jim, what's the local TV station? Do you have the call letters of that, or will we see this on the nightly news, the afternoon news?
No, I only know that it's an NBC affiliate station in Hillsboro and in St. Louis, and it's Channel 5. I spoke with Dawn's grandson about 25, 30 minutes ago, and he said, Jim, he said the sheriffs came over to me when they were taking my grandmother and my mom out of the house in handcuffs because I was shouting at them, you're violating her constitutional rights. You are so wrong in what you're doing. And a sheriff walked over to him and said, listen, if you don't keep quiet, I'm going to read you your rights. And he looked at the police officer and he said, I'm a minor. And he said, well, then you'll be a minor in jail if you keep talking. And this 15-year-old grandson that Dawn has is quite an interesting young man. He's got a real heart of steel. But you know, Alex, it's really twofold what's going on with Dawn Welsh. Not only does she have a statement from the original bank that she used to mortgage her home, that her home is paid for, and not only did Wachovia not do their due diligence and put themselves as a legal lien holder on title to the property, you know, Christopher Boyko ruled in November of 2007 in 14 cases that were brought before his court regarding Deutsche Bank trying to do the same thing. Judge Christopher Boyko ruled that because the bank had not put themselves in a legal lien hold position, that the properties were paid for. And those people walked out of his court with their homes. Now, Dawn Welsh not only used that as her defense, but we also challenge the jurisdiction of the court, because as you well know, Alex, today there are three courts in America. There's a common law court, there's an equity court, and an admiralty court. The only courts that are up and running are equity and admiralty. And the only thing that the equity and admiralty courts can adjudicate are those who have voluntarily consented to a contract or those who are corporations. And we had filed with the courts an affidavit denial of corporation existence, and we had challenged the jurisdiction of the court. And when the court's jurisdiction is challenged, Alex, you probably know this, that court cannot proceed until they overcome the challenge of jurisdiction.
Yeah, well, they don't care. They don't. I mean, the government ships the drugs in, the cocaine, the heroin in openly. Police openly pull the ladies over and grab their earrings and watches publicly, and it's on the news, and the cops say, we're allowed to. You don't like it, we got a SWAT team. You know, I mean, that's the answer. You don't like it, we got a SWAT team. And we'll finish up with this on the other side, then get to everybody else's calls and shift gears. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hazer Rid Total Protection Kits quickly complete any size job by applying a top-quality disinfectant, viricide, fungicide, mildew stat, and deodorizer in the form of an effective yet gentle fog. Our portable fogging device can conquer normal chores, plus provide unmatched protection for your family and workplace from viruses, bacteria, mold, and more. The Hazer Rid Kits' hospital-approved ingredients come in a highly concentrated form, and each kit can make up to 32 gallons of protection. Reduce labor cost, outstanding product savings, and professional quality performance all save you more than the cost of this kit. For a limited time, GCN listeners who order online will receive double the active ingredients, which means you get up to 64 gallons of product absolutely free. Save money on daily tasks and be truly prepared for those urgent situations. For a short tell-all video, go to HazerRid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, HazerRid.com. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323 and order today.
Look, everything's a fraud nowadays. The IRS didn't exist until 1913. It's a collection agency for the private Federal Reserve on record. Congress has had hearings and admitted that. And not one red cent of the money you pay goes to the infrastructure. It all goes to interest to foreign banks. Now they've gone to a new level, $14 trillion in 7 months, 14 plus trillion, not counting the $787 million stimulus package, where they said it'll all be transparent. Now they say none of it's transparent. Ha ha! And if you don't like it, you're a terrorist. We're not going to allow you to own guns. Now, you thought the DHS report was bad. Now they have a bill citing those reports saying you're not going to be able to own a gun, veterans. Remember Bill Clinton? First thing he did when he was about to leave office was say that hundreds of thousands of vets couldn't own guns that didn't even have criminal records. And everybody, I mean, literally everybody I know former, you know, guys that own businesses here in town who were famous UT football players. And, you know, they and I'll be at an event or something, they'll come up and go, Alex, I don't have any criminal record, and I can't buy a gun now, because they say something in my military record. And one of the guys here in the office, no criminal record, tried to go buy a gun last night, and they just said no. And if you don't like it, a SWAT team will drive by. You know, that's what the paramilitary police are about. That's what making you take your shoes off and go through body scanners and now brain scanners. That's back in the news. MRIs. What's next? Well, they want to take blood and urine. They have an executive order to do it. when you get the DMV, but the illegals are all exempt. Everybody for 36 years at birth has blood taken for a DNA database, which they now admit is for eugenics. I told you that for years. Now it's mainstream news. The Human Genome Project, Cold Springs Harbor. Just search engine Cold Springs Harbor. Don't believe me. It'll be the birthplace of eugenics. What Hitler quoted as his founding place. It's all eugenics. And I know I'm ranting here. I'm going to go to Wilson, Mike, George, Steve, and Josh, because I know you've been holding. I said I'd have open phones today, and then this came up. Joyce, I know you'll be covering this on your show tomorrow in the morning, and then I want to have an update from you on this as it develops. We're on the KSDK St. Louis NBC5 channel. We don't see anything there yet about this. Their editors might, you know, not let them run into. They may say she's with Al-Qaeda or something before they do. But it is Missouri where they say Ron Paul's a terrorist and libertarian bumper stickers are terrorism. And we're on in Missouri. They announce if you criticize Obama, you'll be arrested. By the way, new listeners, don't believe me. Go to YouTube and type in Missourians may be arrested for criticizing Obama. And you'll see, and the news is with a straight face. You know, Joyce, Missouri's a great place. The show me state, hardworking, great, salt of the earth people. A lot of the folks from Missouri are the ones that founded Texas. They were from Missouri, Tennessee, Kentucky, places like that, Alabama. What has happened to Missouri? Or is it there's so many patriots there, Big Brother's really trying to crack down? I mean, why do we see I know this is going on everywhere. Texas is real bad too. So is Illinois. Every state's bad. But I mean, what is it about Missouri that they just really hate patriots?
Well, I think that it's the heartland area where if they can make the heartland look bad, they can make anybody look bad. I mean, Texas has got a reputation, but Missouri doesn't. So now all of these patriots that are springing up Missouri, and let me tell you, there's a lot of them that live in the Lake of the Ozarks or back in the Ozark Mountains and don't want anybody to even know where they live, I think is a concern for them. So the state of Missouri is attempting to do everything they can to control these people, and they use the force and the intimidation. So that's what we're seeing. And I just appreciate, I have to tell you how much I appreciate Jim Percy, because Jim Percy was up at 4 o'clock this morning there on the phone with Don Welch. If she needed him any time of the day or night, he has been there for her. I want to give Jim Percy credit, because when Don went into the court, he was right there with her on a cell phone. And then the judge called her to the bench, and he was telling her what to do also. Now, this is not a situation where Jim encouraged her to do anything different. This is a situation where she was already doing this. She was already in trouble with the mortgage because of them saying that it wasn't paid off.
Yeah, she decided to make her stand, so folks tried to come to her aid. And absolutely. Well, Joyce, as this unfolds, well, I guess, you know, they're going to charge her with trespassing for being in her house. They don't just take your house now in America when the armed police come with their Humvees. That I guess they now charge you, and it's just a real travesty. So we'll track this as it develops, Joyce, and we'll have you pop back in and Jim tomorrow if you can do it. Thank you so much, Joyce.
Thank you so much, Alex.
You bet. All right, we just spent an hour and 8 minutes on that, but it's so important, because this isn't where, you know, I'm just hearing this from afar. I've been looking at this, and I've been experiencing this in Austin. And I've had it happen to me, where I'm paying the house payment, and you get a lawsuit, service, and they say, you didn't pay your escrow. And then you go, here's all the documents, Bank of America. You send it registered, and they keep the suit going, and you have to sue them. Had to pay to have a suit filed, countersuit, to defend myself, and then that they kept going with the case. No, we're taking your house. So I said, okay, I'll go ahead and sue you. And man, they dropped it. Oh, we found your escrow money. See, they're testing. Do I have a slave? Do I have a schmuck? Do I have somebody I can feed on? And, you know, I understand the sheriffs get put in a bad position where lawful mortgages, people haven't paid, whatever. It's private property, the most sacred thing in this country. If you don't have private property, you have nothing. So, you know, the police are trained to do this. But it's different when you know that they've sucked $14.8 trillion out. That is $5-plus trillion more, according to Bloomberg, than they need to pay off all mortgages. And I keep making that point. you know, we go on to the Smart Growth Conferences, North American Union, NAFTA, Highway Conferences. We read their documents, and they talk about, you know, they come into studies, and they go, we got $100 billion for your town if you turn all the toll roads, all the roads into toll roads, and we're going to do this for your state and that. We have unlimited money. You know why the banks are flushing money and nobody else is? They've cut liquidity off of the public. They've deindustrialized us. They're bragging. It's all planned. They've, in the IMF and World Bank, International Bank of Settlement documents, I wrote a book about it in 2002, Descent into Tyranny. I've had BBC reporters on about it. We've had economists on. We've had the guy that wrote Economic Hitman, John Perkins, who worked for him. It's on record that they fraudulently create a debtor system where there's more debt than there is real currency and real assets. They buy up all the real assets with it and then leave us holding the bag. It's like musical chairs. They've all got a chair. They make sure the people don't. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse until we stand up and say no. Okay, look, I'm just going to take calls now for the next hour. And then very important news is coming up on the government-run child kidnapping rings, because this new Obama announcement, they're going to release some new photos. We'll tell you what's really behind that, and we've been right about this in the past. We'll tell you what's really going on and give you the full scope of what we know, and it's so horrible, it's hard to believe. Also, the attacks on free speech and the DHS reports to be used to then deny no judge, no jury, no arrest. I told you, and Homeland Security said this, you're going to be on a no-work list, no-own-a-gun list, no-fly list. The no-fly list is a master list under Patriot Act compliance. They have a criminal list of over 4 million names, 1,100,000 on the no-fly list, the terror list. No judge, no jury, no indictment. Congressmen are on it. Movie stars are on it. On purpose, they won't take you off. They just say, we don't care. If you don't like it, SWAT team will drive by. And, literally. And, you know, it's force. We're going to do this. We're criminal. There's no due process. Ha ha. We wear black uniforms. We're foreign bankers. We got a bunch of roid heads out of the military. They'll do whatever they're told. They've been kicking down doors in Fallujah. They're here now. You can all day worship the military and love them all day. And I know a lot of people are good in the military and are upset about what's happening. And Ron Paul got most of the donations from the military. And I know that. But they found, sifting through the military people, the scum. Like they're panning for gold. They're panning for New World Order trash. And they got all this, all the sand to them, all the good veterans and military, or, you know, the good cops. That's junk. They're going, oh, look at that little psycho. Look at that little thug. And they're panning in there. Got all that sand going back and forth. Hooge is looking at me. You know what, how you pan for gold, Hooge. You know, that's a good analogy. All right, let's go to the, oh, you want the gold? You want to know where the gold at? Let's do an image search of jackboot. Let's look at who they're looking. Just Google jackbooted thugs. Of course, Google's shutting everything down. You know, I told everybody they were going to shut down Google Video. They announced it yesterday, and they're now phasing out the user videos on YouTube, putting them on subpages, and relegating them and banning patriots, not just my videos, hundreds of sites. Nate Evans, I'm going to tell you about it later. Well, I'll never get to the calls if I don't shut up. Nate Evans had given us a director's account. We went and we hadn't used it since he gave it to us a few months ago. We go there and it's gone. He said, yeah, I was uploading your videos. They didn't even give me a copyright infringement. They just said, we delete your account. We're not going to have a director's account belonging to Alex Jones. So we have them red-handed from Nate Evans, that did graphics on Truth Rising and on the Obama deception that I've known for 4 years. His family came to the Truth Rising premiere here in town. He's from Texas, but he lives in New York and L.A., works on big national TV shows. And he donated some of those great 3D graphics you see of Obama and others in the Obama deception. And he told me, we should set up Nate Evans and do a show in the next few days with Nate Evans and Change the Channel and enough respect, some of these cool directors on there. But the point is, just YouTube is out to get us. And you know why? We are hurting the New World Order, folks. I mean, I get on air and I say, they've stolen trillions. They say they're above the law. Here's a congressional testimony with them saying the military kidnaps children for Dying Corps slave rings. Yeah, there's a jackbooted thug. So, I don't know. Let's just go to your calls. I'm going to shut up now. Wilson in New York, you're on the air. Wilson, go ahead. Okay, Wilson's gone. I don't blame him for hanging up. Mike in Wyoming. Mike, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hello, sir.
Yesterday, somebody was calling in asking about the Council for National Policy, and I thought it's worth pointing out that Dr. Stan Monteith at least was a member. I don't know if he still is or not, but back in the 90s, he was listed as in their membership roles, for whatever that's worth. The main reason I called, several weeks ago, I emailed Aaron and Rob D. About Dr. Gordon Prather, who had, I'd heard him as a guest on Goyette's show down in Phoenix a couple years ago. He's an excellent guest. He's, I think he used to work at Los Alamos. He's a nuclear physicist. Somehow he was involved with the inspection, the weapons inspection regime in Iraq before that all fell
apart.
What's
his name again? We'll write it down. My pen has walked off.
Gordon Prather.
I've heard of him.
P-R-A-E-T-H-E-R. And he'd be a good guy to just find out what is the capability of our government in terms of detecting nuclear devices in case one just some terrorist device goes off in a big city. Could it have reasonably been expected to have been detected beforehand? He would know that kind of thing, and I'd kind of like to have him weigh in on that issue.
Absolutely. We'll check into that. What do you think about bills introduced that actually say if you hurt someone's feelings, federal felony charge under terrorism clauses? What do you think about open bills saying if the attorney general thinks you might be a danger, we're going to put you on a no-gun list? That's what I keep saying, because I remember seeing Homeland Security Ridge, when he was the head of it, say that this to work, to live, to own guns, to travel, they're going to have federal checkpoints on the state highways. I remember seeing Bill Clinton's plans. They've been planning this a long time. It's just now it's happening.
They were clearly planning it several years ago when they started writing these or enacting these laws that says if you threaten a congressman, you're guilty of terrorism. I mean, they knew what was coming up, and they were paving the ground for their antics.
That's right, and they're saying aggressive speech is what that is. Like, you better stop it, or we're going to throw you bums out, and the police show up. Remember the news articles, if you search engine the term man visited by Homeland Security for buying ammo. And they usually bury it. I've seen a bunch of mainstream articles in New York and Texas and Illinois and California and Oregon or some of the places, in Missouri of all places. You'll see the articles. And it's never in the headline. Because I'm going to put this in a film. I've been looking these up. It's always in the bottom of the article like it's no big deal. Oh, Bob such and such bought 1,000 rounds of ammo and Homeland Security visited him and put him on a list. This guy bought three guns and got a Homeland Security visit asking if he was a terrorist. They are advertising like you're a terrorist now if you go out and buy guns and ammo as a chilling effect. Well, if we give into this chilling effect, it's over, Mike.
What I've been doing is calling on these various issues. All my congressional delegation is Republican. We only have one representative here in Wyoming. She's a first-termer. But when I call them, I don't allow them to say, well, she or he voted no on that. Well, it doesn't matter, does it? Since they've marginalized themselves by 8 years of apathy, they can vote no, and it doesn't matter because you've got a Democrat majority. So I say you need to be, or Congressman so and so needs to be pushing for criminal charges for a Justice Department investigation of Bernanke, of Greenspan, of Paulson, the whole gang.
Exactly. The Republicans didn't, reinstate our liberties and our freedoms and all this when they were in power. They tried the opposite. Now that they're out of power, they can act like they're patriots in fighting all of this. And the litmus test is arrest the bankers. And if enough of us start saying that, they can't get us all, come after us all for doing it. Because believe me, it's dangerous. We're getting a lot of heat for doing this. And I'm doing it willingly. Mike, it's good hearing from you. I appreciate your call. All right, George, Steve, Josh, and others, I'm going to get to you in a moment. I have looked more into this Council for National Policy because I keep getting emails and calls about it and people saying, I've heard your part of it, or I've heard Ron Paul's part of it, or I've heard this guy's part of it, that guy's part of it. So I knew I'd heard of it before in association with Blackwater from some professors and people we'd had on. And so I went and looked it up. It's kind of like a junior CFR. You know, they have lots of these things that have, Robert's Rules or wherever, where you don't talk about what goes on in the meeting. And I went and looked at it. And it's something from the 80s where You know, they went out and co-opted the preachers and went out and co-opted talk show hosts and went out and co-opted, you know, Oliver North was involved and all of these people. And then when I look at the list of people that were involved in this, I know most of them have even come out and, you know, this was the 80s. It's easy in 2009 to go, look at this group. You know, they were being funded by the Hunt brothers and, you know, they wanted to bring back, you know, right wing Bill of Rights Constitution and Hillary's given speeches about it. I discovered that was what her whole, vast right wing conspiracy was about. And of course, there's a vast right wing conspiracy. That's the phony right wing co-opting, you know, conservatives in this country and also trying to get power in the political process. That's how all these groups work. But, you know, we always explain we don't get too upset, and ups, obsessed about even the Council on Foreign Relations running everything. We explain that's a pyramidal structure where most of them don't even know what the bigger picture is, and they've been co-opted into this good old boy club. Trilateral Commission's a lot smaller. It's pretty much all insiders. Bilderberg, total insiders. But there's all these other groups. But, I mean, the endless obsession with, you know, oh, was somebody part of a right-wing group 25, 30 years ago. Meanwhile, all hell's coming down on us. The bankers are taking over right now, and they're trying to get us to fight off of left, right.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, Ionic Zone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual lamp and duct air sanitizers from $279. Ionic Zone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Rene Case's Asciox Tea, Naturopath recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to IonicZone.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
I'm going to go back to your calls, but finishing up, I'll be on YouTube, I'll be on my own website, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and I'll be scanning their comments, because there's always so many great video links and ideas and points listeners make. The comments are more addictive than even the articles. I'm just addicted to information, learning more, and I'll be, oh, that's interesting info, and then I'll just see these mindless throwaway lines. Alex Jones is a Scientologist. No proof, no facts, they just say it. And I'm not. Or Alex Jones is Jewish. Like that would be bad if I was. No, it wouldn't be bad if I was, but I'm not Jewish. But I've decided to come on air and say, I'm Jewish, fine, I'm Jewish. I was bar mitzvahed. I work for Israel. There. You can just make it. Of course, it's not true, but it doesn't matter. I mean, but my whole issue is it's like the people that make that stuff up revel in it. You're a Scientologist, which there would be a problem if I was that. Boy, that really weird group. And again, they want to make it about a fight. They want to make me get into these sectarian battles. You know, I get death threats saying, we know you work for the Vatican, and I'm some awesome assassin who can just like ninja people and all this stuff. And people always want me to respond. It's like, you know, respond that this isn't true. Respond. And over again, you haven't responded to this. And then listeners call in and defend me. Alex, you know, we all know that you, have criticized the Vatican for calling for world government. We all know that. People call in, you know, people I know and go, Alex, I've known your whole family. I've been to Baptist church with you. You know, you're not a Vatican assassin. Who cares? Let them find I'm a Vatican assassin. It's not true. You know, and the people that lie about me, they have to live with who they are. I mean, before I say something about somebody, I've done research. I've got proof. I want to be accurate about this. And so let me just get it straight here. I'm not Jewish. My family's not Jewish, but it wouldn't matter if they were. So, I mean, that's how sick this is. It's like they're inquisitors in the Inquisition or something, or it's Nazi Germany, and I'm, you know, and they're dragging me off because I'm a crypto Jew or something. I mean, you know, no wonder we see the activities we see out of Israel and all the corruption, because, you know, they think they've got to do all this to survive with you people. See, what I disrespect is delusion. What I disrespect is delusional people. You know, just making it up that I'm a Scientologist because there's some 60-year-old guy named Alex Jones. That's how that started. Well, then there's also some tycoon in Canada named Alex Jones, the New York Times writer named Alex Jones. And I get blamed for everything all of them do. It's me. Fine, I am a billionaire tycoon from Canada who owns the biggest factories in Canada. I'm not, but if you want to say it, go ahead. Here, I know you'll edit this up anyways and show who you are. And YouTube won't suspend that video, believe me. I'm the billionaire Alex Jones. I'm the Scientologist Alex Jones. I'm the 69-year-old Alex S. Jones of the New York Times, an NPR reporter. There's some baseball player named Alex Jones. I'm him, too. I moonlight for the Yankees or whatever it is. Or is it the Braves? I forget. The point is, who else? There's a photographer in Texas. And his name's Alex Jones. He gives a lot of big photos. And I'm always getting credit. People actually go, nice photo we saw in the paper, Alex. Didn't know you did that, too. It isn't me. I'm not this poor Alex Jones guy. He used to have on his website Silver Spider, I think's the name of it. You know, with he's saying, I'm not Alex E. Jones. I'm not him. You know, and the guy one time called me and said, you got to get these people off my back, man. And then I get blamed for anything political he says on his site. You know, he posts some article with a photo he took of illegal aliens and doesn't call them illegal aliens. So then there's articles written, Alex Jones doesn't call illegal aliens. It's another Alex Jones. You know, I mean, it's craziness. And I'm not part of something called the Council for National Policy. I'm not part of a vast right-wing conspiracy. I want my Second Amendment. I want my sovereignty. I don't want foreign banks ruling me. It's always about, am I making money? Of course we have to make money to run this operation. I'm not the government with the tax man coming and taking it from you to give it to foreign banks. But see, the COINTELPRO is out there, and then they get weak-minded, mentally ill people to follow it. The anti-Semites, the anti-Catholics, the anti-conservatives, all of you. You make me sick.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know, eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Just finishing up my rant. It isn't that it bothers me that people lie about me and attack me, because in a sick way, that just brings us more listeners. It is sick to me to see people in this level of delusion, because I know most of them aren't government agents. They're just influenced by them. And it's an admitted Israeli operative that, I mean, he brags about it. And he's on national Israeli TV and radio all the time, that he put out the disinfo that I work for the Vatican. And I'm not even Catholic. So some of these guys are very, very proud of themselves. But, I mean, what, trying to force me to come out and attack Catholics when Catholics are good, great people? I'm not going to be anti-Semitic. I'm not going to attack Catholics. I'm not going to attack black people. You know, I'm proud that I've got Native American heritage. I get, you know, emails saying I'm a mongrel. You are an idiot. You don't have enough accomplishments in your life to feel good about who you are, that you've got to sit around with some delusion that you're the master race. You know, I don't care if it's the black Israelites saying they're the master race, or some of the Zionist sects saying they're the master race, or the Nazis saying they're the master race. I'm sick of all of you. But again, this is mental illness. This is a population unable to deal with what's coming down the road, the semi coming down the road, the New World Order, bankruptcy of the country, gun bans openly being announced, attacks on liberty, people having their children kidnapped everywhere by the state with no due process. And I'm here just trying to cover this. And literally every other comment on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com is the same throwaway lines. Alex Jones is CIA. No proof. Total lie. I'm risking my life doing this, man. I've been through hell to bring you this information. It's annoying. I work for this. I work for this. It's all bull. The establishment doesn't want you to believe there's things that are real, because they don't want you to believe in yourself. But I'll just say this to everybody out there, because a lot of you understand the propaganda, the programming, you've broken your conditioning, you're moving forward, regardless of who or what Alex Jones is. Let's just say I'm bad. Let's just say I'm worse than Satan. Let's just say it. I'm all those things. Put it all on me. Okay? DynCorp didn't kidnap all those kids. It was me. The feds didn't burn down Waco and shoot those people. It was me. Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase, they didn't steal the 14-plus trillion. It was me. L. Ron Hubbard didn't start Scientology. It was me. The Hunt brothers weren't the big right-wing guys running around wanting a right-wing government. It was me. It's not Baxter Pharmaceutical mailing out to be mixed with vaccines, live bird flu. It was me. Let me think else what I did. You see, and then let's just get past it and let's just say I'm bad. It's all my fault. But if I went away tomorrow, would the New World Order still be there? I mean, let's admit it. I built it. I did it. I gave birth to it. According to everybody. I mean, it's me. How mindless is that programming and propaganda? The New World Order is the corrupt imperial system of governing through covert means, basically a private corporate takeover. It's openly announcing itself. We've been blowing the whistle for almost 14 years, warning everybody about what was happening and being set up. You can go watch my videos that I did locally on Access TV 13, 14 years ago. They're evergreen. People are now rediscovering them, uploading them. People that had them, you know, in their closet, the tape of local TV, they're uploading them. Upload more. People are seeing, oh, my God, this guy knew everything was going to happen 12, 13 years ago. judge a tree by its fruits, the legitimacy of all the work. And you talk to people, you know, who woke you up? Alex Jones. See? But then we wake people up and they only get woken up to one level. Then they get sucked in to kind of the court gallery of the New World Order down all these wormholes of it's this group, it's that group, it's this group, it's this group, it's that group. You know, and that's what the establishment wants. It's a liberal conspiracy. No, it's a right-wing conspiracy. The system wants to keep you divided instead of, I want liberty and freedom. I want to bring down the New World Order. I don't want a private Federal Reserve. They're like, silence, Vatican assassin. And I'm like, what's your proof? Shut up, you need to die. And I'm like, but I just want to get rid of the private Federal Reserve. Exactly, the Vatican blood.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the raworganicvegansuperfoods.com link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you got to check this out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com. Again, that website is raworganicvegansuperfoods.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists have stated on record, lately they've said the depression is great. George Soros has said that he's having the best time of his life, he's having a great depression, this is the culmination of his life, that we live too well and that they've got to teach us to be more frugal. Well, how about they become more frugal? You know, it's always Oprah Winfrey and Al Gore and the rest of them have their own private jets, and Al Gore literally owns Occidental Petroleum, one of the, in the top 20 oil companies out there. The guy's fabulously wealthy. And, you know, the heir to the Arm & Hammer fortune, it was given all to his dad, the senator, and then to him, Albert Gore Sr. And we just need to commit to ourselves to fight these people. I mean, we can't sit here and suck our thumbs and be distracted and diverted like we're a bunch of children where, you know, the emperor has no clothes and the little kid steps forward and says the emperor's butt naked. And then the emperor's agents turn to the little 4-year-old saying the emperor has no clothes. And they say, no, you're a government agent, little boy. It isn't about the little boy. Let's just say the little boy is a government agent. He's evil. But why would he be exposing the emperor? But let's just be mentally ill. Let's just say the little boy exposing the emperor is bad. I'm bad. But can you look with your own eyeballs and see if the emperor's butt naked or not? I mean, you know, I understand. I'm bad. Let's just end that argument now because my goal is to defeat the New World Order. So let's just say I'm bad. I'm everything bad. Everything bad in the universe emanates from me. It's not true, but let's just say it. Now, can we address the New World Order? Can we address what it's doing and what it's up to and what's happening? Let's go to calls. All right, I'm out of control here. George and Maston, Steve, Josh, Tim, David, others. Go ahead. You're on the air, George.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
Hi. getting back to weeding out the good and bad military, I got a friend that did Black Ops over 30 years ago, and I wanted to share with the listeners a couple things he told me. Back in the 80s, the military issued a memo to all officers asking if they had a problem putting a gun to civilians' heads and pulling the trigger. He said that if they didn't answer yes, that their career was over as they knew it. And number two, that he still has friends in active duty that told him that a whole boatload of microchips had just recently come into the country. And asked him if they were just for kids. He said no, for everybody. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. Anything else, sir?
That's it.
No, I mean, how they, this is on record. This is not a secret that special forces, especially the Delta Force, when they graduate or they've done the physical stuff, they've done the survival training, they've, you know, gone through all these levels. They're then given Machiavelli's book, The Prince, which says the end justifies the means. So you got to do evil to protect good. You got to stage terror attacks to beat the bad guys because you're still the good guys. And you've got to, you know, do all these horrible things. It's kind of a play on what Churchill said about the truth must be guarded by a bodyguard of lies. But really, once you've played that little mind game, those are just evil people that are manipulating folks who would be somewhat good to start down the road to the dark side. You know, that you're going to get this power and be evil and do these bad things for the greater good because the enemy doesn't follow the rules. So we got to break all the rules, too, so we're in an even playing field. You know, you got that soldier, and they're already on such a power trip and so committed to this that they say, yes, they'll do it. But a lot of them say no. And, you know, they start them out doing a lot of just regular missions. And then, you know, by the time they've been, say, an Army officer, not even Special Forces, just an Army officer, they say, okay, we want to recruit you, Captain, into the Central Intelligence Agency. And we want you to do this with this agent and to work with organized crime, say, in Chicago. This is a true story. And then the individual goes and they're dealing drugs in Chicago. In that case, they said they couldn't do it and left. And their career in intelligence was over. But, I mean, the government runs the major prostitution, folks. The ones they don't run, they bust. They run the cocaine. They run the heroin. They run the ecstasy. They run it all except methamphetamine and marijuana. And that's why they wage war against those. And methamphetamine is bad for you because it'll burn you out, even if it's pharmaceutical grade. But the stuff people use on the street, because it's illegal, because it's, you know, made in back rooms with chemicals. Well, to be technical, I shouldn't digress. They control the sub-ingredients to methamphetamine. And so people can't get those, so they have to take, instead of 2 or 3 ingredients, they got to have 10, 15 ingredients. And these people, most of them, you know, aren't chemists or they don't have the proper tools. Even if they did, it was hard to do. They don't separate all the poison out. They don't separate all the chemicals out and get what they need. So you and methamphetamine, you're out of your minds. If you're using bathtub, you know, basement methamphetamine, I mean, you are out of your minds. I mean, you use the pharmaceutical stuff, you end up like Elvis. You, or John F. Kennedy was on it as well. You use the street stuff, you're out of your mind. That stuff kills those people so fast their teeth falls out. They're basically zombies running around wanting more methamphetamine. Because you might as well just drink Drano, folks. It is so bad. Just a public service announcement there right there for you. But that's why they go after marijuana and methamphetamine so bad. It's because they don't control it. And so that's how they corrupt these people into their systems. And they pick up people for left-wing ideologies, and they work within left-wing systems to carry out the New World Order for when the left's in power. And then they infiltrate the right and try to take over those groups to control that. And the globalists are masters at getting good people to join them by believing a false narrative that they're given. Okay, let's go to Steve in Chicago. Then we'll go to Josh, Tim, Dave, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Steve.
Well, first off, I want to talk about that sheriff there that evicted that woman. You have to know that he was the one that was involved, and I'll arrest you if you don't vote for Obama. He's a MIAC maniac. But that's not the reason.
Hold on, sir. Do you know that?
Yeah, it's right on the he's called Glenn Boyer. Wait a minute.
Hold on. You just reminded me. I believe the sheriff of Jefferson County is in those newscasts. I think you're right. In fact, guys, did you ever find the one about they'll arrest you in Missouri if you criticize Obama? You didn't find that? And we've played it many times. John, do you have it? Find it for me and then send it to the guys. They didn't have any luck. Okay, sir. Are you saying, Steve, you confirmed this?
Yes, I did. It's been all over the press. You see, this is a White House black op. You know what I'm saying? This guy, he's having his strings pulled by Obama. And he said if you didn't vote, there'd be arrests and intimidation. And so this is what happens.
No, I mean, I know a bunch of Missouri officials, including the sheriff that city's in. I haven't confirmed if it's Glenn. I'm not saying you're lying. I just have to confirm
Oliver
this.
Glenn is like his nickname, Oliver Glenn Boyer, B-O-Y-E-R.
So you know all about him.
Well, I've heard about him. He's disreputable. He's not one of us. He's working for the big companies in Obama, the industrialists, bankers, international bankers.
Well, no, I know that Obama's taking over all the local governments and communities. I mean, Bush helped build it for him, and now it's going to jump level. It's like, you know, they built the platform, and then Obama's launching the system. And they really are federalizing everything. They really are getting GPS readings, everybody's doors. They really are. Can you believe that they've introduced bills to ban anybody that when government just lists you as an extremist, you can't own guns anymore? I mean, they actually are trying it while saying on the news, there's no new gun bills. There's no new gun bills. So everybody stands down while they try to pass it.
I just think this should be exposed because now you see who's pulling the strings.
Well, you know, it's driving me crazy. I didn't put this in the Obama deception. I mean, I could have made it even worse, but people wouldn't believe it about how they were intimidating people. But it's going to be in the new film because they're still intimidating people. I have no doubt it's the White House that's got our YouTube channels and other channels being shut down en masse. I appreciate your call, Steve. The reason I know that is it's been in the press that they keep calling small compared to us. People with a few million views compared to our tens and tens and tens of millions. To the White House telling him, this is disturbing what you're doing. I don't want you to do these blogs. And the White House has their own YouTube channel. They're obsessed with YouTube. He does YouTube-only transmissions. I mean, they know that's the future. And we have just gone so viral on YouTube, especially, that they are censoring us. And that's coming up next hour. I promise to get to your calls right now. But this is driving me crazy. There's a bunch of newscasts out of Kansas. Was linked on Drudge Report. It made national news. Let me think of the exact headline. Hold on. This is a good exercise we do on air because it gets listeners to go look it up for themselves. It was it's driving me crazy. I can't remember the exact headline. John, no luck, no dice. This was Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com wrote stories about it. We covered it ad nauseum. It drives me crazy. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Josh in Oklahoma. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm one of listeners that saw your videos on YouTube and
So I've just kind of been awake in the last couple of months. One topic I've never heard you address is peaking of global oil production. How this, now that oil is going to become a more limited resource, how that's going to play into the global elite's plans. Anybody out there that's not familiar with it, I'd suggest you look up Matt Simmons on Google or go to lifeafterTheOilCrash.net for more information. I'm just interested in your opinion.
Okay, well, I hate to disagree with you, but we have the facts. Peak oil is a fraud. There is more oil now they've discovered than ever before. But you're right in that they're creating artificial scarcity. And artificial scarcity, stay there, we'll come back to you. We did find it. Tell the truth about Obama in Missouri, go to jail, is the Kurt Nemo headline. And again, folks, when I get frustrated, it's because I burn with exposing these people. I know everything I'm saying is documented. I know it sounds insane. They got bills introduced to ban any guns they want. They got bills introduced where conservatives won't be able to buy own guns anymore. It's all happening.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Oh, yeah. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. All right. I'm going to keep taking calls right now. But I'm going to go through the true level of the child kidnapping rings run by the federal government. And I'm going to detail it from mainstream news sources, what is really admitted. And why Obama's about to release more photos, I'll tell you right now. These are the whitewashes. This is how they limit things. It's kind of like you put an oil fire out with a stick of dynamite. You fight fire with fire. They release this stuff. Abu Ghraib had already broken in Europe. Troops were blowing the whistle. There's thousands of videos and audios. Congress admitted that's what was reported of the troops ordered to rape children in front of their parents. And that's confirmed. It's in the Army's own report. But you never, never see that on the nightly news. It's been in major newspapers, but that's it. So we're going to go over that, tell you what's really happening there, and the gun grabbing, the attack on the First Amendment, and free speech worldwide. But going back to peak oil, I have family that are petroleum geologists, family that's worked in oil fields as roughnecks, you know, right up to plant managers. There's oil everywhere. They drill gas wells, oil wells all the time, and they just cap them from Oklahoma to the South Dakota to Texas. They're everywhere. The North Sea, Russia, the stands in Central Asia. But the globalists at Club of Rome do say they're artificially cutting off resources and telling us there's no oil. And so they'd rather sell us a gallon of oil, a gallon of gas, refined from oil, for $20 instead of sell us, 10 gallons for $20. It's just like diamonds are semi-precious, but they advertise that they're nowhere to be found. And oh my gosh, it's mortgage your house to buy one. It's just so important when it's a semi-precious stone in the same range as agate or rhinestones. But yes, they are artificially bringing us back to a post-industrial world. That is what my film Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement covers. Anything else, Josh?
I just think that, since 1970, American domestic production has been declining. That's just seems to me undeniable. We import 2/3 of the oil that we use. And so.
Undeniable. Okay, let's stop right there. They allow one pipeline from Alaska. It's admitted that the whole place has more oil than Saudi Arabia. It doesn't hurt the environment at all to pump that stuff right out of the ground and through pipelines. The caribou use it as shelter. Out there, all there are is caribou and mosquitoes, basically. And it's all capped. And most of the Gulf of Mexico is off limits to drilling. One 600-square-mile area has more oil than Iraq, and that's on record. I mean, do you understand how many areas are off limits to drilling, sir?
Yes. I mean, Saudi Arabia produces, I think, 10 to 12 million barrels a day. I think the maximum that anybody would expect to come out of Alaska is around 1 million to 1.3 million barrels a day. That's in 10 years' time. So
that's what Congress says. They says if we drilled everywhere now, there'd be a 1% increase, and then they give no facts. Hey, bro, listen. How did you get sold on this peak oil thing? I mean, do you believe diamonds? Do you believe diamonds are precious?
No. I mean, they're rare.
No, they're not even rare.
Objective value.
Artificial scarcity. Do you know what that is?
Well, except that diamonds aren't a consumable. Oil is, and so
diamonds are used in many industrial uses. There's diamonds all over the United States. There's diamonds all over Canada, and no one's allowed to mine them.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm missing the parallel, though.
You know, the big oil companies finance all the fake environmental groups every time they find diamonds in Arkansas or Alaska or Canada or Texas. They declare it a wildlife preserve.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually big oil publicly finances the fake global warming movement. Rex Tillerson, ExxonMobil head, says it's real. We've got to have a global warming tax. We've got to tax carbon. I mean, do you believe that?
Oh, I don't believe in global warming.
Well, I mean, the summertime's here. I mean, it is warming. I mean, but that's natural.
I mean, I don't believe in artificial
man-made
global warming, but the two are separate, and so there are just real world limitations to the amount of oil that we're going to be able to pull out of the ground in the next 10 to 20 years.
You know, are you a petroleum geologist?
No, I'm not. But it's really just a matter of looking at the numbers. I don't see how it would be way too complex.
Sir, have you read the Associated Press lawsuit documents where they got the four-year documents from the Big Ten oil companies and from 1995 and 96, broken the AP in 2000, where their internal documents in meetings as a oligopoly or a combine, they report in there. You can just search engine AP. Oil companies buying up refineries, artificial bottleneck, and they say there's too much oil. We've got to buy up refineries worldwide and the U.S. to create an artificial bottleneck and then control through environmental groups the bringing oil to market through smaller groups to create an artificial monopoly. Or we're going to be bankrupted. I mean, did you know in the 20s that heroin and cocaine were made illegal, lobbied by the big heroin and cocaine companies? Because they lost their monopoly, they wanted it back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. there'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
Foul point, the break cut off was that
when the man comes around.
On record, it was the big importers of opium and cocaine and other drugs that were sold in drugstores everywhere. People really weren't using their drugs. The word was out they were bad for you. They were trying to put them in all the soft drinks, push them on kids. That wasn't working too well. This is all on record. Dr. Pepper had cocaine, other stuff in it, so did Coca-Cola. You don't believe me. That's why Coke's called Coke. I assure you. Had high levels of cocaine in it. The mystery secret ingredient, because the cattle aren't ready to hear it, is denatured cocaine in Coca-Cola and Pepsi. It's like decaf. It's decocainated. They just made it illegal to jack up the price. And that's what the global warming carbon tax is. They're going to tax the daylights out of it. They're going to say it's bad for the earth. Carbon dioxide that you exhale is a toxic waste. No, it's not. It's what plants breathe. There is oil everywhere. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they drill all over Texas and almost everywhere they drill, depending on how deep they go. I mean, there's an oil field from Fort Worth down to Houston. Everywhere they drill, they're hitting oil at 2-3 levels and natural gas. It's just, look, my family's from Texas, okay? Both my grandfathers worked as roughnecks, you know, right out of college. And then my, one of my grandpas was a, you know, after that, a lease hound going around trying to get oil leases on people's property. In New Mexico, you know, they lived in, what's the town? Roswell. They lived there. Crazy story my grandma told. We're coming back the day after Christmas from Ruidosa about 4 years ago. We've been skiing and we took her. We got an RV, my parents, my grandma, last living grandparent. We all drive out to Ruidosa. And one of my daughters, who only had one daughter at the time, got a cold. We knew high altitude, 9,000 feet wasn't good for a cold. Chest cold. So we came home. So day after Christmas, we're sitting there in Roswell at a Denny's with horrible service, looking like an hour and a half to bring us eggs or something. And we're sitting there, and she goes, oh, yeah, I remember when Bill, that's my grandfather, worked in the petroleum building right there. I forget for what oil company. And back in 1947 or whatever, you know, when Biff, that's my mother's brother, was born. I was like, I didn't even know you lived in New Mexico. And I was like, oh, yeah, I remember now. You were, you know. And then I was like, hey, do you remember the Roswell crash? That's when that happened. And she said, I don't remember anything about that, but I remember when they had something under a big tarp on a truck and they said it was martial law and there were soldiers with machine guns in the town. How weird is it my grandmother was in Roswell and all that went on? And I don't cover UFOs. I don't know what happened. Point is, it's funny. Uh-oh, now it's going to be that I'm working for the aliens. Actually, that's already been said before. They have it on good authority. I am actually not a Vatican assassin or an Israeli agent. I'm actually a reptoid, ladies and gentlemen. But hey, even if I am a reptoid, still the bankers are ruling us. We got to do something about it. Exposing that I'm a reptoid isn't going to save us. We have to get motivated and take action against the New World Order. And if we don't let them get us all fighting with each other, and if we just move forward against the globalists and what their policies are, whether it's reptoids from Planet Pop-Tart or whoever that runs it, then we can get all Americans and people of the world together to defeat globalization, which is global tyranny. All right, I'm going to talk to Tim. I'm going to talk to Dave. I'm going to talk to Wendy, to Tony, and Kirk. And that'll be it for calls until I finish all the news, because we've got new huge developments in censorship by YouTube. Just ultra-massive open announcements. No more videos, period, on Google. It's been announced. It's been announced. I told everybody this. They are shutting the web down piece by piece. They're just flipping switches. Imagine like 100 switches, and they're going every week, another switch. And we're like, well, look, you know, New York Times says they're shutting the web down as we knew it to take away free speech for our safety and to be gatekeepers. And they're flipping the switches. And Jay Rockefeller says they got to shut the web down. They're flipping switches. And I'm going, and they got bills introduced to charge you with felonies if someone says it hurt their feelings what you said. Flipping switches. I'm going, and the public's still, shut up, reptoid. And I'm like, man, listen, we got serious stuff to talk about here. And I understand why people kind of psychologically sometimes divert off serious issues into kind of sub stuff, because this is scary. And I got the government's run white slavery rings coming up. I do, though, right now with PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and radio listeners. If you're just a radio listener, not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you should become one. I mean, 5+ years up and running, 22 films, hundreds and hundreds of video reports, expanded extras just for PrisonPlanet.tv members. I'm going to announce tomorrow the new film that goes on pre-sale that'll be shipping in 14 days. But it's a little quick film I made, but it's very good. A special subject that's coming up. So visit Infowars.com. When you're on the shopping cart, folks, look at this beauty. And again, if you are not watching us at PrisonPlanet.tv, you can go to Infowars.com and click on the T-shirt banner at the top and look at that. I figured since it's an act of terrorism, and people, I'm going to warn you, are being detained, are being arrested for wearing these. I mean, because the founding fathers wore them, and everybody knows that's bad. Don't tread on me, ladies and gentlemen. And all it's saying is you know, leave my liberty and my freedoms alone. And here is the back. It's got Thomas Jefferson, which I have FEMA saying on tape was evil. Third president of the U.S., the Tree of Liberty. Of course, you're really the terrorist criminals, so we're not going to let your chilling effect work. The Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Thomas Jefferson, Infowars.com. Okay, that's one of the new shirts. Look at this sucker right here. Got a Minuteman, another terrorist on the front. He wouldn't turn his guns in. Paul Revere, Live Free or Die, New Hampshire motto. Again, they say you're a terrorist. They've got bills introduced where people that are put on a conservative list will not be able to own guns, an extremist list. Mainstream news. See, they're just like they made Jews wear yellow stars. They always, the New World Order always picks out a group to persecute first. And I get the Obama people emailing me going, yeah, you right wing bastard, we need to arrest you. We're glad your YouTube channels are being shut down left and right. You know, you're an evil racist. And I'm like, it's Obama that keeps saying race, 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 race to inject that in people's brains. But these are great because you meet like-minded people wearing these T-shirts. Patriots are everywhere. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com folks are everywhere. You wear this at college. People keep asking how to network, how to socially network. And I haven't gotten that set up yet on the website, so this is the next best thing. Believe me, you start wearing shirts like this, you're going to find the Patriot girls and the Patriot boys. So girls, get you a T-shirt. Boys, get you a T-shirt. Or you go to political events, go to the tea parties with this. Come and take it. This is the Texas Gonzales flag. They were coming to confiscate the guns from the people of Gonzales, Texas, south of Austin. This is where the war started. Then they ran to the Alamo, and the rest is history. Come and take it. There's a war on for your mind. Arm yourself. Infowars.com. Instead of this having a cannon or an old musket on it, the 1836 Gonzales flag, we got a Kalashnikov. There on the, you know, the best and most inexpensive gun you can get for the price. And Infowars.com on the back. And then this one, is great. It shows a white guy and a red guy. And the red guy, the commie, really works for the bankers. He's got his gun to the head of the person with a bag of money, his property. And it's just socialism. It's real simple. It's sticking you up. And the bankers get 99% of it and their slaves get, you know, 1% to help them rob the people. Socialism, defend yourself. Infowars.com, and on the back, Infowars.com. And folks, believe me, these shirts will certainly get the conversation going. This is our newest one, this yellow one. And, all right, enough of the blue light special, but you can also call and get it, 888-253-3139. You know, I could rant for 10 hours straight. I've done 6-hour shows here before. But, you know, the meter's running on this radio show. The big crew of three people out there, the two IT guys, everything. These are great materials, great T-shirts, great videos, the Obama deception, Truth Rising, Fabled Enemies, yeah, Endgame, Terror Storm. And we got to pay for all this. We're under attack. I mean, you know, we're getting hack attacks, you name it. So please financially support us. And don't forget the Money Bomb. Second annual Money Bomb to be used to expand the TV studio with an official TV studio and get us the time. We got to pay for it on Dish Network. We spent the money we had, built this, moved into bigger digs. Not enough. The place next door is open. We're going to expand with that money bomb if you will do it. And 100% of that money bomb will go into the fight against the New World Order. So details on that are at Infowars.com. You can go ahead and pledge to give or go ahead and start giving. And the goal is $250,000. Sounds like a lot, but it's not when you're actually doing this. Again, our IT bill's $20,000 a month just for the CDNs, about $30,000 total. But side issue. Speaking of patriots and people that make this show possible, there's nobody out there, you know, except for God above, but no mortal man out there more responsible for helping me get the word out and everything I do. The affiliates, the listeners, the sponsors, all big part of it. But Ted Anderson I was on 98.9 KJFK in 1996. I started out on TV in 1995. And Ted Anderson of Midas Resources, I was interviewing people like Mark Kornke and John Stattmiller and Patriot leaders on my radio show here in Austin. And Ted Anderson was the main sponsor of a little bitty satellite network that happened to be on shortwave and a few AM and FMs. And I got on that, and then Ted expanded it, set up a new network in 98, and has been there behind me all along, and has literally been at the point 5-6 years ago where he had to mortgage his house to keep the network going. And, you know, he's been in the precious metal business for 31 years, and he's gone from almost going bankrupt to now being one of the fastest growing and one of the biggest in the top 10 gold and silver brokers in the country. And he's done that, and we're going to spend just a few minutes with him and go back to your calls and get into all that news I promised. He's been able to do that because Ted Anderson buys when gold and silver's low and then sells it at the low price when it's high. That's Ted Anderson's secret. Everybody else, not everybody, but everybody I know, believe me, I shop around. When I buy some gold and silver, which I do every few months, a few coins here, a few coins there, because you can't trust the banks, folks. They're devaluing the currency. I've shopped around, and I've never found a better deal than I can get from Ted. Because other places, when gold goes up, they buy low, too, and they sit there and hoard it. When gold goes up, they raise the price. When silver goes up, they raise the price. Ted sells out of what he had at the lower price and then buys and has to go up sometimes. And that just happened with silver. But it's still at a price much lower than you'll find anywhere. And it's Lakotas that are sold out everywhere. These are $25 a piece everywhere else. Ted's got them for $19. Same thing with gold. Ted Anderson, speaking of support, not only do folks get a great deal, it also supports the network that you've poured everything into. And, you know, it takes a lot to not be one of the big establishment networks and do what you've done, Ted. What is it? Genesis has over 350 affiliates now between all the shows and growing. I mean, I tell you, Ted, you've done something that other big networks operate on tens of billions of dollars. You've done this for just a couple million dollars a year, the network even less. I've just got to commend you, Ted Anderson.
Well, thanks a lot, Alex. I mean, it, you know, obviously it takes a lot of long, hard hours of work, just like you guys do. I mean, but if you hang in there and you're tenacious enough, you win, especially when you're doing the right thing rather than the wrong thing. But yeah, you're right about the gold and silver market. We were talking last week and you're asking me about what you can buy. And you seen I had about $600,000 worth of British sovereigns and francs. And the price that I offered them to you at last week when gold was around 880 is the same price that I'm offering them right now when gold is at 900. Well, presently right now, gold, last time I printed it off, here, let me look, 923.80, hit a high today of 924.80 since I printed off the sheet on what's going on in gold. You can pick these things off. I mean, this is like picking my pockets, really. The British sovereigns right now are 267. The francs right now, 214. That is the same price when gold was at 880. Plus, also, you're right about that. I do have the Lakota Nation silver rounds. They're actually at $19.66. And silver now, rather than being at $11 an ounce, now the silver is at, I need reading glasses, Alex. It's been as high as $14.34 today. So, I mean, big increase is obviously a reflection of what happens when you take a fiat currency and you turn on the printing press. I mean,
but you still have the Lincolns? Because you were saying that was the best deal.
Well, right now, they're not the Lincolns. It's the Franklin half dollar. I mean, I do have that, and that still is at the price. I mean, I had the Lakotas at $17.
There's no such thing as a Lincolns. I meant the Franklins.
Yeah, the Lincoln is a penny, obviously. But
no, I know. I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, well,
I can't keep track of it all. Now, what about the Lakotas? Why is that coin so hot? I mean, it's a gorgeous coin.
Well, it's
got the Native American warrior on the front, it's got the buffalo on the back. That's a silver coin that's $25+ on eBay and other places. You've got them at 19.
Yeah, well, I mean, the reason why they're hot is because you have a private nation that is issuing a private currency that's competing with the Federal Reserve note. And you know, everybody knows, you know, what the Federal Reserve is about, and I think we're all hungry to see something new and different. And the United States of America is going exactly the wrong direction, and should be it should be dumping the Fed and going back to constitutional money. And now the Lakota Nation decides to issue a coin that resembles what our Constitution should be, you know, what our U.S. Government should be doing with the constitutional money. And no surprise to me, people want it, and they want it in a big way. That coin is a great coin. It's beautiful. I mean, the mirror finish with the Indian head on the front and the buffalo on the reverse. I mean, seeing a picture just doesn't do justice for it. It's a very, very pretty coin.
Okay, now you sold out of them at $17. You're getting close to selling them out at $19. How long can you hold that deal for folks?
Well, I can tell you right now, I'll be able to hold on to this deal at least till tonight, and I would imagine into tomorrow, because last time I picked them up, it was about the quantity of 5,000 coins, and I just know about how long it takes for me to sell out on those. It'll probably take me about a day, maybe a day and a half. But if you really, really want to take advantage of something that is just a fabulous price and a great deal, those British sovereigns and francs and the gold, and then, there, you know, those Franklin.
Let's explain. You've got gold $40+ less than what it's currently trading for, you know, factored in with the price. I mean, you cannot beat that deal. 800-686-2237. It's there on screen, 800-686-2237, or MidasResources.com. But tell them it's the Ted Anderson special to make sure you get that price, or it will be the current price, which is increase in silver and in gold. And, Ted, I just so firmly believe in this. I mean, you know I bought, five rolls of the Lakotas last week, because that's kind of the, you know, poor man's gold is silver. And, you know, I just every few months get a little bit of coin here, a little bit of coin there, because, the dollar is in deep trouble by design. And I just hope folks don't trust this system. I hope people will hedge their bets and get partially out of the stock market and out of these uninsured annuities and get into silver and gold, physically holding it. You know, the whole media tells you don't do this. There's a reason. Look how gold's gone up from $300 an ounce to $900-something an ounce the last 5 years. This is the best bet, I think, out there, period. And if folks don't hedge their bets, they are, frankly, moronic. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much for coming on with us. Will the brokers be there till midnight tonight?
Oh, absolutely. Just call in and leave a message if you've missed somebody, but they'll be here for you.
All right, 800-686-2237. Tell them Alex Jones and Ted Anderson sent you to make sure. Tell them it's the radio special. Okay, your call straight ahead until I got through this gamut of calls. And then just massive total news blitz coming up. Stay with us.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
You know, this stuff happens, and even though you knew it was coming, it's hard to believe. Google just comes out and says, no more Google Video. They've been hiding it for the last year and phasing it out, and we said, they're getting rid of it, they're getting rid of it. Now we're telling you they're phasing out user videos on YouTube. Those are going to be relegated, and they're now purging not just my videos, but I talked to Nate Evans. Man, he was uploading my videos, purely my show, to a director's account he's had since early 2006. And they just shut him down. They didn't even claim a copyright thing. They just said, we're you don't get to have your account. That's coming up. And again, a lot of listeners on AM and FM are like, who cares about YouTube? And I get these emails going, you should just stream your videos for free. We can't afford it. I mean, are you kidding? I can barely afford to give really good service to PrisonPlanet.tv members. You know, on super high quality CDNs and high quality. I mean, you know how much money YouTube and Google have? They do it through advertising. It's the biggest websites out there on the web. You know, we have millions of views a week on YouTube and Google, conservatively millions. Millions? Those are the big sites. Google and YouTube are the top three sites. They're it. Yahoo, Google, and YouTube, and Google owns YouTube. We're there because that's where the people are. Everywhere I go, about half the folks that say they're listeners, I say, how'd you find the show? They say, YouTube. You heard the last caller saying that. We can't just give it up. That's where we're fighting them. Man, it's so delusional. Just put it out yourself on video. We want to be where the big crowd is. If I wanted to speak to a crowd of people, I would try to go find a big congregated folks, you know, people at the city park, which you used to be able to do. They now arrest you and say you got to have a permit. That's the freedom of America. You know, First Amendment says you can do it, but they say, we have SWAT teams. You know, it always goes back to that. We have weapons. You don't have that. By the way, we're going to take everything you got from foreign banks. How's that sound? Oh, you don't like the foreign bankers. You must be working for the Pop-Tart people. You know, I mean, it is just totally delusional, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm out of control. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air, Tim. Go ahead. Going once.
Welcome back, Alex.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
All right, I got a little present for you. Last week you had called for a clip, and then the guest came on late, and I didn't get a chance to play it for you. It took a little bit of sanitization, and we tightened it up a little. With that, all that work done, I'd like to forward the balance of my time to this clip for you. This is
What is the clip?
Tony Montana.
Oh, yeah, about the communists. You a communist? All right, here it is.
You're a communist. Huh? How do you like it? They tell you all the time what to do, what to think, what to feel. Do you want to be like a sheep? Like all those other people?
Bah, bah. I don't have to listen to this.
Better work 8 times now as you...
Your computer had a heart attack.
Do you want a chivalry on every corner, man, looking after you, watching everything you do, everything you say, man? How do you like that? What do you want me to stay there and do nothing? I know criminal. I know a thief. I'm Tony Montana, a political prisoner from Cuba. And I want my human right. Now, just like the president, give me conversation.
It kind of skipped there at the best part where he says, you want a Chivano on every corner telling you what to eat, what to wear, what to do? I got squid. I eat squid 3 times a day. I'm sorry. I got squid.
I cut that out because like every other word in this movie is you know what.
Yeah.
You want the F-bomb. after you, watching everything you do, everything you say, man? How do you like that? What, you want me to stay there and do nothing?
Well, thank you.
I love it. Hey, you know what? It got interrupted. Play the clip again. No music, folks. Let's go out of break with Tony Montana. More of your calls straight ahead, and I appreciate that presence.
Cued from the top.
All right, here it is.
You a communist? Huh? How do you like it? They tell you all the time what to do, what to think, what to feel. You want to be like a sheep? Like all those other people, man?
I don't have to listen to this.
But I work 8 cents now. Is you own nothing? You got nothing? You want a Chicago on every corner, man, looking after you, watching everything you do?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today. Or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new silver solution liquid form was shown to be a powerful preventative for H5N1 influenza. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and virus. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order now to protect yourself and those you care about. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
John, John, John. All right, absolute news blitz. I'm finishing up with Tim, Dave, Wendy, Tony, and Kirk, and that's it, because I got news blitz, massive news, and more of it is pouring in. But three is the charm. I was talking about Tony Montana in the movie Scarface, which I think is an excellent film. It's accurate. He goes, they're the ones that do it. They've been doing it 1,000 years. The bankers. He's talking about how the government deals the drugs and how, you know, they just launder his money. You know, Oliver Stone, to write that screenplay, he went and actually lived with some of the cartel owners for a year, really did his research. That's why the movie is so accurate. But and it's kind of a composite, kind of like The Patriot's a composite of three real characters from South Carolina, North Carolina, and the Revolutionary War. Tony Montana is a composite of some real stories. In fact, that chainsaw story, if you watch the director's cut, they describe it, you know, as a real case when they're sawing the guy's head with the chainsaw. So let's finish up with this. Three's the charm. Play it from the start, unedited, because we keep getting interrupted. Here is Tony Montana, who is a radical extremist now. He doesn't like communism. He doesn't like the bankers. He doesn't like being a slave. So if he ever became a citizen, he can't have a Second Amendment. And they've got those bills introduced. So here it is.
You a communist? Huh? How do you like it? They tell you all the time what to do, what to think, what to feel. Do you want to be like a sheep? Like all those other people, man?
I don't have to listen to this.
But I work 8 cents now. Is you own nothing? You got nothing? You want a Chicago on every corner, man, looking after you, watching everything you do, everything you say, man? How do you like that? What, you want me to stay there and do nothing? Hey, I'm not a criminal, man. I know it's deep. I'm Tony Montana, a political prisoner from Cuba. And I want my human rights. Now, just like the president, give me country sense. Okay?
God, you should see this human right. It's really good. What do you say, Harry?
I don't believe a word of this. Send this to Freedom Town. Let them take a look at them.
Get them out of here. You know something? You can send me anywhere. Here, there, this, that. It don't matter. There's nothing you can do to me that Castro has not already done.
Get him out of here.
All right, great clip.
There, we finally got the whole thing.
Hey, Tim, the next one I want is that clip from Network when he comes in and he says, I'll go to the media. I'm going to go to all the TV stations and the newspapers and expose what you've done, putting a Howard Bill in the air. And he goes, that's good. We need all the publicity we get. Now get out of here. You're fired. I love Robert Duvall when he does that. Good to hear from you, Tim. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Dave in California. Dave, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I wanted to make a quick comment and then ask you a question?
Sure, Admiral.
Okay. The bill that you've been talking about all day it's called the Keeping Firearms from Dangerous Terrorists. That's H.R. 2159. And that was introduced by Representative Peter King from New York. And I don't know what anybody can do when it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, if people want to call him or call their own representative and make sure they're not going to vote for it, I called Peter King's office in Washington yesterday, and it's just discouraging. Like, it's how many brainwashed people. This is the girl that answered the phone, and I said I was real nice, and I said I'd like to get a little bit of information about this bill, and she said, okay, I can help you, and I said, does this apply to American citizens? And she said, oh, I don't know. I'm going to have to check that. And then she says, well, no, this applies to people who are on the watch list from Homeland Security. And I said, well, does that include American citizens? And she said, this is just about keeping the firearms away from terror. This is not about law. This bill is not going to affect law-abiding American citizens. And I said,
well, I've read the bill. It says it's anybody on the watch list, and they now put over 1 million people on. And, I'm going to cover this first after we take the calls. But bottom line, well, you have more to add, don't you?
Yeah. Can you hold me over?
Sure. I don't know how I'm going to get to all this, folks. I got so much news. I've really screwed around. But we'll continue with your calls on the other side. Stay with us. Get ready to hand your guns in. It's good.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Burmes just showed me a Fox News clip where they shoot the kid in the back who was playing Cops and Robbers, and then the cop tackles him and puts him in cuffs. It's like the video of the guy they shoot in the back who's restrained and not resisting in Oakland. Then the cops lied and said that he'd attacked them because they didn't know there were cameras. They confiscated the surveillance cameras from the bus terminal and then lied, but then two different cameras that were in trains driving by and somebody down the platform showed it was a lie. Same thing in East Austin. Cops gunned some kid down yesterday. There were riots. They were attacking police cars because, of course, Arde Saveda says the cameras were off in all the squad cars. They're always off. But in the case of the of these other cases, I mean, that's – and I don't want to fight with the cops. But it didn't used to be like this where it was just constant cops shooting people in the back. Most of them are back from Fallujah where that was a daily occurrence and you got awards for doing it. So this clip's coming up after I finish up with this caller. And then I've got – I heard you last night. What made me think of this, Jason, is I was driving home about 11:30, 11:45. It was the end of the show. And you were saying, by the way, here's the Seymour Hersh – New Yorker magazine, here's Salon, here's all these other news articles. The Army's own report admits they rape children in front of their parents to make them talk. And then you get emails, I get emails saying we're lying. I mean, no, folks, we're not lying. You know, you have to understand this. It's like when I get up and say Baxter Pharmaceutical, or excuse me, Bayer Pharmaceutical, knowingly shipped out Factor VIII, knowing it had HIV. That's been on MSNBC, AP, Reuters, Australian News, knowingly killed all these people. Folks, we would be sued if that wasn't true. Point is, we're not making any of this up, but I'm going to go back over that today coming up, and I got to get to it. But Burmes, tell us what's coming up with this video clip.
Sure. You know, I couldn't believe it. I get all these news clips, Alex. People are constantly giving me tips, and someone sends me this thing. Yeah, this kid was playing Cops and Robbers with his friends, and the police officer apparently is on a robbery call. I don't know how that works since nothing was being robbed. And he just gets out, sees the kid, shoots him, and then throws him on the ground and cuffs him. I mean, you know, you mentioned that guy in Oakland. You said the cameras never work. You're right. The cameras didn't work, supposedly, in the subway. But thank God we have cell phones in this day and age.
And then they lied. They lied. They said he assaulted the cops. He's handcuffed on the ground, and they just kill him. And then the cop gets mad and is wrestling his dead body around and slamming him. Well, he's bleeding to death at that time. And then, like, cuffing him. And I mean, I got footage of cops breaking pro-lifers' arms, and they pull out billy clubs and kind of, I'm serious. No, it's like some kind of sadistic crazy man.
What about the critical mass protest where they have the permits, they're riding the bikes, and out of nowhere, a cop just picks a random biker. I mean, you couldn't have seen him 10 seconds beforehand. They're traveling at a pretty good pace. He just bows up, undercuts him, and just boom!
But it's worse. Then they charge that guy with assaulting the cop. The cop runs out of a group of cops, tackles him. The guy's not even looking at him. His head hits the ground, blood pouring out, and the cops are, death to America! Death, death, death! The bankers will rule you! They will steal it all! And we're not joking! Yeah, and those cops that do that, it's like the Army recruiters and Marine Corps recruiters in Denver and Houston and New York. It's always the same. They go, I'm going to arrest you if you don't sign up for the military. And the kid's going, my mom says, you know, the 17-year-old, my mom and dad say I don't have to sign up. I'm going to arrest you right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm coming over. You're going to sign it. And then they get promoted for lying and lying to the kids. The government is criminal. In fact, you know, I'm going to go back to the calls, but let's go ahead and play this video now. Go ahead and roll it. I'll punch it up on screen, guys.
I mean, it's bad enough, but the story is the kid was playing cops and robbers with friends, Bob.
Exactly. And no doubt it, this kid's lucky that he's alive. Doctors say he's going to make it. He has a single gunshot wound, but he's in stable condition in the hospital. He told sheriff's deputies he was playing this game of cops and robbers, riding his bicycle, holding a toy plastic handgun. Sheriff's deputies, however, didn't know that when they confronted him last night.
He rode the bike here, police officer made a U-turn there, went down, I didn't exactly see what happened and stuff like that, but all I know is I heard a BAM! That was it.
One shot.
One shot.
And apparently the neighbors didn't know that he had a plastic toy gun as well. It was about 8 o'clock last night that they called 911 saying that someone was riding a bicycle around the neighborhood carrying what they believed to be a gun.
Hit pause.
Deputies went out there.
Again, it's this hit pause. It's this tattletale society. I've had cops called on me putting my rifle in the back of my car to go shooting. They're just, because the billboards everywhere say report illegal guns. And they advertise as if all of America is New York City where there's a gun ban, where, oh, you got a gun, you're going to jail. And I've told that story many times. This is how they do it by perception. And I've seen several stories where they arrest, cops now arrest kids. In fact, Google, YouTube, search, I'm going to stop saying Google because they'll probably shut down searching soon or restrict it. And they're already starting to see that, actually. YouTube, search engine. I'm losing my mind.
Dogpile's a good one. Yeah, Dogpile.
Dogpile or scroogle.org. Do a search engine, guys. I want to show folks this. Child arrested for toy gun.
Mm-hmm.
And the cops say, we're charging with a death threat. He pointed the green plastic alien blaster gun. The officer saw the weapon and moved in against the suspect immediately. Now, go ahead and show the, go ahead and show that. It says 10-year-old toy gun arrested. Fingerprinted. Here you go. That's 11 News. Where is this out of? It's out of Georgia. The latest case of a zero tolerance at the public schools as a 10-year-old student, seriously in trouble. I can't read it from across the room. He had a cap gun, a toy cowboy six shooter. I mean, you know, this is unbelievable.
You would think that the police would have a little more discernment of gunning.
No, it's not about discernment. They know it's ridiculous. It's zero tolerance. They arrest people for bringing plastic knives to school to cut up their lunch.
I'm talking about a kid on a bike.
Doesn't matter. He could have been Al-Qaeda. It saved a lot of lives. In fact, finish up the Fox News clip. Al-Qaeda member.
Year-old kid, 20th Street and Avenue Q, and according to sheriff's deputies, they ordered him to stop. Detectives say the teen got off of his bicycle and then pointed the gun at them, the toy
gun at them.
One of the deputies, fearing for his life, fired a single shot, hitting him in the upper part of his body. Neighbors then describe what happened next.
We could see the blood coming from about this area on his back, and he was handcuffed like this, and he was rolling around.
He was rolling around in his own blood with handcuffs on, and the cops were just standing there, not even making sure that the kid was dead or alive.
That 15-year-old boy rushed to the hospital, Providence Holy Cross Medical Center in Mission Hills, again in stable condition, and doctors say he's expected to survive. And now the investigation underway to determine if these deputies' actions were warranted. They're also trying to interview that 15-year-old, trying to figure out why, in fact, did he point that toy gun at deputies.
I bet he did. And watch, they're going to say by tomorrow that the cameras were not on the cars. Mm-hmm. They weren't working, Jason.
You know, one of the bigger stories while you were gone was this 17-year-old girl who calls 911 because her father just was in the hospital, had a brain aneurysm, and he starts having a seizure. The cop hangs up on her not once, not twice, three separate times while she's trying to get an ambulance for 911. She then runs to the police station where he is the only officer there, and he immediately arrests her. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up, Jones.
No, because, listen, we have a criminal government, and they've told the cops, treat the nation like scum. You know, I drove down to the beach, and two separate times, I'd be on I-35 with no cars around me going 72 miles an hour. Well, no, because the speed limit's 70, so I don't, you know, I'm 70.
2 miles over. You?
Well, no. They didn't pull me over. Well, obviously, it's Al-Qaeda, Burma, so that's not a joke. Anyways, cops... I guess one of them's called Shirts. It was a blue unmarked.
Mm-hmm.
And then state police. Imagine you're on a 2-lane or 3-lane, depending on which area. You're in the slow lane, and the cop, just for pleasure with their lights, comes flying right up on your hind end, almost hits you. And then this happened twice, and then pulls around, and then keeps driving on. And it's like they just are driving. And they're like, oh, I see a scum. I think they're giving orders. I'm going to show a scum that he's a scum. I'm going to show this guy he's a slave. That's what taking your shoes off are about, answering questions. When you go to the beach now, they have literally dozens of cameras. They ask you questions when you're going out on the beach.
Yeah.
Look like big old license plate scanners.
they indoctrinate your children in these DARE camps. Summer camps are coming this year, and the police are going to be using the DARE program to teach your kids how to say no to drugs and violence.
But also how to take they're brainwashing them that inoculations are good, tattle on your parents, terrorists are everywhere. I mean, this country's gone to hell, and I just want to tell everybody who's in denying this, the bankers are going to take everything you got. I mean, they're not done raping you yet.
They just took that woman's house this morning.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, all of you that think this is cutesy-tootsy and you're into bootlicking the government and all of that, good. I know it's criminal, and I know how this ends. So go ahead and suck boots all day. Burmese, good talking to you.
Thank you, sir.
You're definitely with Al-Qaeda. Okay, going back to Tim in Ohio. No, it was Dave in California. Okay, Dave, finish up in the next minute and a half.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I think Dave... that bill we're talking about, H.R. 2159, keeping away from, and they're saying it's based on the Homeland Security who puts on the terror watch list.
No, listen, and that's what the White House Chief of Staff said. We're going to put you on a list if you're a conservative and you're not going to own guns. And if you don't like it, we'll have paramilitary police kill you and your whole family. Go ahead,
yeah,
slave.
I think that really shows how anybody that didn't think they were on the same team ought to look at that, with Rahm Emanuel saying that a while ago. And then you got, he's a Democrat, and then you got Republican Peter King comes out with that bill that's exactly what Rahm Emanuel said they were going to do. You know, but anyway, how do they get away with this terrorist watch list thing? I mean, that's what I was going to ask them about. Well, like, who are American citizens on the terror watch list? Well, and then she said, well, yeah, but don't worry. She said, this bill is not for law-abiding citizens. And even if you do get on there, there's a way for you to challenge this and all. And I said, well, so you're innocent until proven guilty? Then, like, what is this? Who are all these terrorists running around that are suspected?
Well, look, this is irony. Because the right wing went along with the police state and the torture of children, thinking that it was, you know, for foreigners, and now it's all going to be used against them. And the left's going to go along with this, thinking they're getting right wingers, and that's going to happen to them. It's for everybody. No, I hear you. It's guilty until proven innocent. You're not going to have a job. You're not going to own a gun unless you've paid all your taxes and done everything they said. No due process. You don't like it, SWAT team drops by.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama Deception,
completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Yeah, we found the clip where they were announcing on the news if you lied about Obama and the police would decide with no judge or jury, you'd be arrested. The Obama campaign did the same thing in Missouri that they also did in Connecticut, Vermont. And it was on the news. They just said, look, we're going to arrest you if you criticize Obama. And they put it on the news with straight faces. And now they say, we're going to decide if you hurt somebody's feelings, we're going to charge you with felonies. And you're going to pay everything you got to foreign banks. And we'll kill you if you don't do it. Okay? We're here to kill you. We're here to take your kids. And that's basically what America's turned into. I mean, it's called tyranny, folks. And, you know, this is just the beginning. I mean, the nice slide down into the cess has begun. In fact, let's go ahead. Do you have Rahm Emanuel up? Let's play Rahm Emanuel, and then I'll play the... People won't believe it. I'll play one of the newscasts about how you don't have free speech. And they say all this with a straight face. We will arrest you. We rule now. You understand? We don't care what you think. You belong to us. Ha ha! Go ahead and play it.
Thing we can do, and we've got to make this a number one issue as a test vote and then take it into the election. That is, if you are on the no-fly list, because you are known as maybe a possible terrorist, you cannot buy a handgun in America.
All right, let's stop right there. He wrote a book saying National Compulsory Service, they've introduced all that. Everything he wrote in his book, everything he's pushed for, they're doing or they're done. They've done it or they're trying to do it. And notice he said, if you're known maybe as a possible terrorist, and now they're expanding that to say, we're going to follow the DHS form, Ron Paul stickers, gun owners, returning veterans. Well, they're really going to screw all the cops that are helping carry all this out. Look, none of you guys are getting your pensions. You're getting nothing from these bankers. They're all going to leave when they're done with the country. And in a way, that's good. You get the evil you've helped bring in. All you judges and all the pedophile judges and all the people that run things. This is H.R. 1966, House Representatives. This is the Cyberbullying Act, and it says here, if you cause emotional strain or hurt someone's feelings, you will be charged with a felony. Let me give you the penalty section on cyberbullying. I mean, you can go read it for yourself. It's H.R. 1966. You can't make this up. It's racing through the House. House bill aims to strip right-wing extremists of Second Amendment right. This is up on Infowars.com. Gunners of America has chimed in. And they've listed the group of potential terrorists to be gun owners, conservatives, property owners, but it also lists every liberal group under the sun, and you just don't have any rights. No judge, no jury, and yeah, they'll get up on the news and say there's you're guilty until proven innocent, and then there isn't a process. Congressmen are on the no-fly list, can't fly still, and that's how they like it. They advertise. There's nothing you can do. This is the way it is, slave. We say you don't get to travel. We say you don't get to own a gun. And don't try to buy one somewhere else, or we'll kill you. We got guys that like to kill Americans. They want to come to your house and kill you. So you're our slaves. Now, lick my boots. And by the way, you think you're going to criticize the president or the government? We'll arrest you for that, too. You don't have free speech. You have a right to shut up. Let's go ahead and play that next clip. Here it is.
Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign is asking Missouri law enforcement to target anyone who lies or runs a misleading television ad during the presidential campaign. This first, John Mills is live at the County Election Board in Maplewood. He's been learning more about which members of law enforcement are getting involved in this. John, tell us more about this.
Russell, good evening. Prosecutors and sheriffs from across Missouri are joining something called the Barack Obama Truth Squad. Two high-profile prosecutors are part of the team. We met them this afternoon in the Central West End. They are Jennifer Joyce from the city, Bob McCullough, the St. Louis County prosecuting attorney. They will be reminding voters that Barack Obama is a Christian who wants to cut taxes for anyone making less than $250,000 a year. They also say they plan to respond immediately to any ads and statements that might violate Missouri ethics laws.
We want to keep this campaign focused on issues. We don't want people to get distracted, and Missourians don't want to be distracted by these divisive character attacks. Oh. So we're here to respond to any character attacks, to set the record straight.
Whether it is directly attributable to the campaign or to one of the soft money operations, if they're not going to tell the truth, then somebody's got to step up and say, wait a minute, that's not true, this is the truth.
Now, the Obama campaign tells News 4 that others, prosecutors and sheriffs, are also part of the team, including some from the Kansas City area and from rural parts of Missouri. We're also told the Truth Squad is expected to include Jefferson County Sheriff Glenn Boyd. Live in
Maplewood, that's him.
John Mills,
that's the one that grabbed the lady's house. It's true. That guy was right earlier. I mean, folks, you notice we're going to decide what you say in the campaign. We're going to arrest you if we decide. We're the commissariat. We got the guns.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, my name is MZ, owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. And like Alex Jones, I'm passionate about talk radio, that great bastion of freedom of expression for us all. I'm also passionate about helping people know the joys, benefits, and surprisingly simple methods of becoming entrepreneurs who work for themselves and not as wage slaves for someone else, or even worse, for large companies with no heart and soul, nor loyalty to their employees. If you are tired of being dependent on others for a living and ready to start owning yourself, loving your work, and setting the sky as the limit for your earning potential, I want you to know about an exciting great business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that actually helps people lose weight and can help them make money, perhaps lots of it, just by helping us spread the word about this wonderful unique product. Get on the web and go to chocolate.ownmyself.com. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out our opportunity. You'll know pretty quick if you're interested. If you are, we will connect with you and get you up and running. We don't want any money from you, and you'll be amazed at how simple this system is. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
All right, I'll get to your calls at the end of the show. I got to start getting to all these clips and this news. By the way, the clip goes on and on, Ron Emanuel. We have the clip in the Obama deception, just one of the hundreds of things that's covered in the film. We told you they'd sworn to introduce bills to where the attorney general can ban anyone he wants without him being convicted from owning a firearm, and he can ban any firearms he wish, any or all. And he's argued for total gun ban against the American people. I'm not just saying that. I mean, this is on record. We've given you bill numbers. This is really happening. They really have bills to arrest you for your speech if, quote, it hurts someone's feelings. I'll finish up with Rahm Emanuel, which they've now introduced the bills to do it. But it's not Al-Qaeda. It's not, oh, well, we think this Muslim. It's okay to take a Muslim's rights, the media says. But, you know, they set the precedent, which is wrong. Now it's everybody. And most of the veterans I know can't buy guns anymore. In fact, if you're a vet, try to go out and buy one. Chances are they're going to go, sorry, FBI Nick says no, Bill. You're like, wonder why. They won't ever tell you. Just like the no-fly list. You're a slave now. If you don't like it, SWAT team will drop by. Let's go ahead and, because the bankers own us now, Bob, Bill, just hand them over, man. If we just do what the government says and become their slaves, everything will be all right. I mean, in Vermont, in Connecticut, in other states, Missouri, they get on the news and say, we're law enforcement making sure we want to keep this campaign focused the way we want. We're political officers. And if we decide what you're saying, we're keeping a close eye out on what you say on radio and TV. And if we don't like it, we're going to go ahead and arrest you. That's what the American way is all about. I mean, this is just tyranny on steroids, and there it's happening. And again, YouTube channels everywhere with hundreds of thousands of views, big channels that separate people. I mean, I told folks about and it's almost like I'm conditioned now to accept this. I talked to Nate Evans, his own channel since 2006, put a few of my videos on, the director's account. YouTube shut it down and didn't give him copyright violations. They just said, we're taking your account away. We're getting hundreds of emails from people that have the same thing happen on YouTube. And now Google announces they're ending the internet. They're ending video on their internet system. And they're phasing out the U in YouTube to mainline TV shows and movies. They've already moved most of the user videos off the main page. They're doing it. They've announced it. This is happening. Let's go ahead and play Rahm Emanuel. Grandpa, is it really true that...
not one far from liking...
Right, hold on, pause it. Back it up.
And policy, but it's...
Back it up. Grandpa, is it really true once we can own firearms?
Shh, yes, once we did, but don't let anybody hear, they'll arrest us. Hold on, a hover drone's flying over. Just face scanned us.
I mean, this is tyranny. This is the norm everywhere else. It's happening here. Criminals have taken over. They own both parties. I keep repeating that. It's almost like a Mayday situation at this point. And both parties are controlled. The Republicans are standing down. It's all staged. Look, go ahead and play Rahm Emanuel. And now they've introduced the bill. And people say, oh, it will never pass. I'm getting emails going, I don't know if this is credible. Yeah, they introduced it, Alex, but it doesn't have much of a chance of passing. I mean... And they've introduced bills to arrest you if they don't like what you say, but it ain't going to pass. The point is they're trying it, and a lot of this stuff is passing. All right, go ahead and play Rahm Emanuel. Here it is.
one issue as a test vote and then take it into the election. That is, if you are on the no-fly list because you are known as maybe a possible terrorist,
no.
You cannot buy a handgun in America. And I am not one far from liking the mixing of politics and policy, but as my old boss used to say, give me that vote and throw me into that briar patch. I'll make politics out of that every day, because if it's between that terrorist list, and the NRA, I know where America is going to be every time, and they're going to make the right choice, and we have got to start building on that. That is the right thing to take into the election, and it's the right policy. And if you're on that no-fly list, your access to the right to bear arms is canceled because you're not part of the American family. You don't deserve that right. There is no right for you if you're on that terrorist list.
All right, let's stop right there. Number one issue. Now, that's a 700,000, and it was a million as of a year ago. 6 months ago, the number was 1,100,000. In fact, search engine for folks, no fly list reaches 1 million. You'll have articles from 2007 on that. So I say 1,100,000. It's way above that. And then they have 4 million plus names on a crime list that most of them aren't even convicted criminals. And they say no car loan, no house, no apartment, no job. But the illegals are all exempt from this. So I want to put that up on screen for folks. But this is all happening. What is the bill number to arrest you under felony charges if someone says you hurt their feelings online? This is H.R. 1966. It's also discriminatory. It's only for internet people, not the mainstream media. H.R. 1966. What is the bill number to list everybody in the Homeland Security right-wing extremist report as terrorists so they can't own firearms? H.R. 2159. Okay, you can check that out. Again, the Defense Department, AP and Heritage.org, a vote reported that there's been a gag order given to all commissioned officers that they are not allowed to even talk to members of Congress about the budget. Before, they would always call in brass and question them about what they thought the best weapon systems were and was the executive doing the right thing, because Congress, you know, raises the money for that, and then they declare war and the president executes it. And they've been told you're not allowed to talk to Congress, just more of Congress being made to be ceremonial, dovetailing with the PDD 51 saying that Congress is basically defunct. So are the governors and the states under the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. Scientists experiment with vaccinations and GMO corn. This is out of the Meat and Poultry. This is a pro-meat and poultry industry publication. And they're already doing this. I saw this over a decade ago, but they're now announcing it to the slaves. It says, Iowa State University researchers are putting flu vaccines in genetic makeup of corn, which may someday allow pigs and humans to get a flu vaccination simply by eating corn and corn products. You can Google pharmacological crops, pharmacological vaccine crops, and you'll read over a decade ago where they had live HIV and corn. That's been mixed in with the main corn crops. I'm not kidding. It's, you can actually look it up if you'd like. And it's just all part of the freedom. All right. But hey, it doesn't matter. The cops are tough. They got weapons. We, you know, they want ours. And, you know, the cops say, well, we're pro Second Amendment. Where are you? You speaking out against all this? No. You're strutting around telling me I don't have any First Amendment. And we've caught the cops in England and in Denver and in Canada and everywhere else staging riots against other cops to blame protesters. That's now been in the mainstream British news. The cops, like we told you, were dressed up like anarchists attacking other cops and then going through the police line. It was all staged so they could attack people. It was cops up there knocking the windows out because the government wants to demonize protesting and demonstrating. You understand? London Guardian, we told you about this 8 years ago. This is not new. It's already in dozens of U.S. airports that we know of, starting in Boston Logan. But now they're introducing it to the slaves. Brain scanning may be used in security checks. It's like 10 years after they put in license plate reading software and all the major highway cameras, tracking everywhere you go and what you do. They're now announcing this to the slaves after it's in place. Brain scanning may be used in security checks. Distinctive brain patterns can become the latest subject of biometric scanning after EU researchers successfully tested technology to verify identities for security checks. And they now supposedly have your brainwave pattern, whether you're upset or not. This will be the new quackery. They sent hundreds of thousands to prison and many to death row with fake lie detector tests. And now they've just, and those have been disproven to be fraud. So now they just have another quack machine that, oh, the CAT scan says you just lied when TSA asked you that question. It's all part of training you. You're a bad criminal. The government's God. And all part of you submitting to be a slave. You can't even go to the beach now in Texas without them asking you questions and license plate scanning cameras. And we put up videos of me at the ferry from Galveston to Bolivar, and people email me going, well, that's to stop the illegal aliens coming into America. That's the border. No, it's a U.S. to U.S. ferry a quarter mile across, and they only search U.S. citizens on record. Illegal aliens are left alone, okay? Period. We're the slaves. We're the schmucks. I was searched six times going back and forth. I know. I watch what happened. It's all part of being a slave. YouTube free speech purge, YouTube free speech purge accelerates. InfoWarrior channel banned. A bunch of other channels banned. Nate Evans channel banned. No connection to us. Just ban. Anything with Alex Jones, ban. They don't care if you know they're censoring. They want to send the message, you don't post Alex Jones. And if we give in to it, they win. God, these people make me sick. Look at this one. I want to show people this photo of tyranny before I get into the child kidnapping rings run by the government. Where is that in my stack? I just had that. Oh, here it is. NAU precursor, EU police subdue sovereignty protesters. Peaceful protesters in Serbia are being forced off their land. I'm not taking sides here. I'm not, you know, Serbian, folks. I'm not Croatian. I'm not Muslim. I don't have a dog in the fight. I've watched what's happened. And they're peacefully with flags, so they were tear gassed and rubber bulleted by NATO police saying no protest allowed. This, I want to show people these photos. This is up on prisonplanet.com. NAU precursor, EU police subdue sovereignty protesters. Just amazing to have that right there. Okay, let me get into this. I'm not going to spend all day on this, but I'm going to play the Cynthia McKinney clip. It's a long clip about trillions missing, and they say, we won't say where the money is. Dr. Chu won't tell you, Rumsfeld says, and the head of the guy that ran the Northcom stuff on 9/11, General Myers, is in there whitewashing and sucking on breath mints neurotically. It's all a big joke to him. And this is why they went after McKinney and put all that money against her to get her out of there, because she'd ask real questions. But it's not just McKinney saying this. I have BBC, AP, you know, Chicago Tribune, where DynCorp, Halliburton, all of them are caught running giant child kidnapping rings. And one day I saw cops out front of the DynCorp building here in Austin. I walked up and I said, you know, that's DynCorp. They run child kidnapping rings. And they laughed at me and said, oh, I know, I'll work in that building sometimes. I'm like, you know, they're all smiling. See, it's mental illness, folks. The whole country's evil. I'm telling you right now. We got to admit we've turned into a bunch of demons. This is just going to get worse. But every time we talk about, Obama says he's going to release hundreds of new photos. And you watch, it'll be people in clown outfits or people naked with dogs biting them. Sounds bad, or a dead body or something. But they admit Congress has seen hundreds of videos, thousands of photos of them raping children, snuff films, you name it, under CIA orders, torturing people, torturing their children. Things I can't mention on air. This man, General Tagumba, he's an American citizen, Filipino-American general, three-star general. He was sent to do the report. He did a real report. And then General Tagumba got basically threatened Ray McGovern's talked to him and talked about it. I need to get a general on sometime, but it's been hard to get him on, about how they threatened him. But he said, well, this is the report. This is what happened. And because he said he couldn't be part of it. They were raping children with battery acid and just stuff out of Hellraiser, stuff out of Hostel. I haven't seen that movie, but I've heard it described. I mean, stuff worse than the worst Hollywood stuff you can imagine. And it says the general's report, how Antonio Tagumba, who investigated Abu Ghraib scandal, became one of its casualties. And they came after him, and they killed a bunch of people, too, in the military. Videos amplify pictures of violence. The raw story, Seymour Hersh reveals shocking new details of Abu Ghraib. Father, son forced to do acts together. Evidence for Hersh's claims of child sexual abuse at Abu Ghraib. You can just Google Cy Hersh, boys sodomized. You'll get AP, Reuters. Look, people keep emailing me saying this couldn't be true. I understand you committed to the neocons and committed to evil. And then because you did commit to evil, you feel like you've signed on to, yeah, let's get rough and waterboard them. It's, you know, there's a clip up on Front Page Magazine, one of the neocon sites, where it's got this Marine Corps officer going, I love electrocuting people. I love all of it. I love torture. Oh, it's so good. And they're all giggling. And well, I mean, you know, once you decide to torture people, why not rape children? And that's what they do. And then we are the bad people who don't want to have the government raping children. So here's Cynthia McKinney bringing all this up, and Rumsfeld, just, we put him in a penalty box. Dyne Corp didn't get contracts for a few months. They're allowed to do it. Look, bitch, we got SWAT teams standing by to kill you. Yeah, woo. I mean, that's basically the attitude. And I'm sorry to talk like that, but I'm trying to bring this home. This is pure evil right out in the open. Joseph Mengele of stuff, and it's just Myers and Rumsfeld. They're just, ha, 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 ha. And just like they released the Abu Ghraib whitewashes when the raping was coming out from the Army reports, they put out stuff so Limbaugh got on air and said, they're just blowing off steam. They're just having some fun. Here it is.
I thank the gentleman, the gentlelady from Georgia, Ms. McKinney.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Secretary, I watched President Bush deliver a moving speech at the United Nations in September 2003, in which he mentioned the crisis of the sex trade. The president called for the punishment of those involved in this horrible business. But at the very moment of that speech, Dyne Corp was exposed for having been involved in the buying and selling of young women and children. While all of this was going on, Dyne Corp kept the Pentagon contract to administer the smallpox and anthrax vaccines and is now working on a plague vaccine through the Joint Vaccine Acquisition Program. Mrs. Secretary, is it policy of the U.S. government to reward companies that traffic in women and little girls? That's my first question. My second question, Mr. Secretary, according to the Comptroller General of the United States, there are serious financial management problems at the Pentagon, to which Mr. Cooper alluded. Fiscal year 1999, $2.3 trillion missing. Fiscal year 2000, $1.1 trillion missing. And DOD is the number one reason why the government can't balance its checkbook. The Pentagon has claimed year after year that the reason it can't account for the money is because its computers don't communicate with each other. My second question, Mr. Secretary, is who has the contracts today to make those systems communicate with each other? How long have they had those contracts? And how much have the taxpayers paid for them? Finally, Mr. Secretary, after the last hearing, I thought that my office was promised a written response to my question regarding the four war games on September 11th. I have not yet received that response, but would like for you to respond to the questions that I've put to you today, and then I do expect the written response to my previous question, hopefully by the end of the week.
Thank you, Representative. First, the answer to your first question is no, absolutely not. The policy of the United States government is clear, unambiguous, and opposed to the activities that you described. The second question.
Well, how do you explain the fact that Dyne Corp and its successor companies have received and continue to receive government contracts?
I would have to go and find the facts, but there are laws and rules and regulations with respect to government contracts. And there are times that corporations do things they should not do, in which case they tend to be suspended for some period. There are times then that the under the laws and the rules and regulations for the that passed by the Congress and implemented by the executive branch, that corporations can get off of out of the penalty box, if you will, and be permitted to engage in contracts
so
with the
it.
Government.
Dyne Corp involved in grabbing over a million people. Where they went? Nobody knows. Don't like it? SWAT teams drop by.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
You know, we got sidetracked in the first hour with that terrible audio of that lady having her house stolen by the same sheriff, it turns out, that says he'll arrest you if you criticize Obama. He'll decide how the campaigns are run and what people can and can't say. I mean, this government is just out in the open saying, you're guilty until proven innocent. We're going to take your Second Amendment. You're all terrorists. The whole Homeland Security system's for you. And by the way, we're going to break any laws we want, steal all the money. In fact, what's the name of that video? I know we uploaded it from C-SPAN years ago. Surprised YouTube hadn't taken it down. I'm sure they will now. Because YouTube wants to be part of it, I guess, part of the cover-up of what happened to all these kids if they do. Because I know they've removed a lot of these videos. But I guess this one, one we uploaded hadn't been. It's McKinney Grills Rumsfeld. How many views has that got? It's got 123,000. And when did we upload that? 2006? The 2006 or 7? I can't see across the room. 2006. Yeah. I'm sure all the CENTCOM guys will go alert Google to shut that down. Be careful, CENTCOM guys, who admittedly spend all their time trying to shut us down. Do you really want to be part of that? I mean, do you want to go stop people exposing the child kidnapping rings? I mean, do you really want to help censor that? That's an important decision for you to make. Do you want to sign on and become an accomplice to that? You probably do. I mean, once you commit to evil, why not go all the way, huh? But would you look at all those little kids in the eyes? You probably would. You probably would. All right, well, your masters are going to hurt you real bad, too. So that's the important thing for you to remember. And then they go on to say, we're not going to tell you where the trillions are, and we're not going to tell you about the NORAD drills we ran that day. That's classified, of the hijacked jets being flown to the exact same targets at the exact same time. Oh, yeah, that's plausible. And then the London bombings, you have the exact same trains, exact same bus, exact same time, exact same place, exact same date, attacked the same way with the government running a drill. Don't you know what that's for? That's if other parts of the government caught the government carrying out the attack, they would say they were taking part in a drill. And government's been caught doing that before. Again, it's real simple. If they'll kill 1,300,000 Iraqis, folks, they will kill you. They don't care about you. They're into the fact that they hate life and hate you. And all they care about is the money the bankers give them. Money the bankers create out of fiat. Look, I know we got Tony, Wendy, Rob, Dan, Dave, and I said I'd take a lot of calls in. We took quite a few, but I got sidetracked with all this stuff. I do want to encourage the listeners to keep fighting. You know, there's one way they can't stop you for now is they do shut down. Google says no more video, and they're phasing out YouTube for users. Google announcement. Google Video is no longer accepting any new uploads to their system. Instead, the video sharing service is referring people to YouTube. Many of the tens of millions of videos that users have posted to YouTube Video remain online and available for viewing, at least for the time being. But they're going to shut that down. We have internal folks inside. So I told you about this months ago. They were phasing it out. Google released a statement saying Google Video will continue to focus our mission on the search technology. This move will allow Google Video to spend more time on technologies that make the information contained in online web more available and accessible, enabling users to search all kinds of videos across the web. Such a statement blatantly contradicts that was the core of Google's video system, and such a move only prevents such material from being easily accessible online. Yeah, they banned our videos, banned the hit counts, all of it. And they've posted a fact page trying to explain this bizarre decision. And we got stories on that coming out. So we'll get to your calls tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time here live. Jason Burmes will be in studio here on the Genesis Network and out of the InfoWars studios at PrisonPlanet.tv for members over there simulcasting 9 to midnight. We just continue to add more functions for the members at PrisonPlanet.tv. But they can't stop you from just getting the Obama deception and making DVD copies of it yet. So please don't take this information for granted. It's hurting the enemy. That's why they're trying to censor us. Get the Obama deception. Make copies of it. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Retransmission starts
be
now,
sure to
I would
visit
add.
GCNLive.com
well, everybody know that. It's coming.
Today.
We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.